Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Yeah, it's a brand new day and a brand new person in here today. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Lou Manfredini. And it is House Smarts Radio. Welcome to it. I have a panel of experts because I cannot do this by myself. Michael Houston is here. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
Michael Houston is from Lindholm Roofing. And then we have John Betke. Hi, John.
Good morning, Wendy.
From BetkePlumbing.com, part of Plumbers 911. Frank Wazalewski. Hi, Frank.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
All about Access.com. You are from Access. And Jeremy Hogel will be here any second.
He's trying to get through security still.
Yeah, he's got to go through the metal detectors.
They don't recognize him.
Of course, Jeremy Hogel from Megapros.com. 847-658-8989. I'm not doing the second one. All right. And weirdly enough, Michael, you and Jeremy are going to stay and hang with Hochberg?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not. Frank, you are.
Yep, we're here all day, so you've got Jeremy and I till 1 o'clock.
I was here last week. I can only take so much of that.
Oh, you did both?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was here for the Hochberg show. I love doing that show.
Yeah, it's fun. But you're going to have more fun today. Trust me, I am way more fun than David Hochberg. Lou Manfredini is off, so we're not going to do his phone number. It's 312-981-7200. That is the text line or the phone line. And we are looking for Lou's first call. We have something to give you. And if you have any questions whatsoever, we are here for you. I have to clear my throat. I want the Bears to win so badly. Have you heard? The Bears could do it, you guys.
Look what I'm wearing.
I know. Is that Urlacher?
Yeah.
We were trying to think about this. We were at Jake Melnick's. I was sitting in for Lisa Dent. We had our little pep rally going on. And we were trying to think who the most popular Bears jersey was. Is it Walter Payton or Urlacher?
Fridge.
The fridge.
72. The fridge. Go.
Yeah. What was McMahon? Six?
Nine.
Oh, I was standing on my head.
I'll bet you 18's going to start taking up some of that favorite jersey number. Yeah.
Caleb
status.
Williams. I am feeling hopeful, and I don't know what else to do. You have to have faith. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy Hogel is here. How are you? Which mic are you going to be on?
Which mic
do
you want to put me on?
Good morning.
Good morning. There you are. I was just talking Bears. It was so exciting, and I was trying to think. John Hansen was talking to me yesterday. We were thinking about what you did last Saturday. We have to keep doing it so the Bears will win. I don't remember what I was wearing. I was at Fitzgerald's watching my son's band play. The Vaughn Building is his band. However, I had the Bears game on my phone, which was everybody at Fitzgerald's.
Who didn't?
Yeah. I mean, there was no way. Like, hey, you sound good, hon, but go Bears! You know, it was exciting, and I'm feeling pretty good.
I hope they can put four quarters together, not just one.
What difference does it make?
I mean, really,
they just need to win, right?
They just need to win.
Okay.
And that's what I was talking to John Hansen about yesterday. I said, I wish they'd show a little action earlier in the game, but I don't know.
But
that would change things up.
What about the suspense, right? I mean, let's just, come
what
on.
About the blood
just
pressure.
Hold the heart attacks.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Let's
I know.
Leave our fans just on their seats a little bit.
House Smarts Radio, we are here, and let's take our first call before we go to a break. And Eric has called us. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, Wendy and everyone else. I have a plumbing / sewer question for you.
All right. We're assuming John Betke will handle this one, although you can all jump in. You know how the rules are. Go ahead, Eric.
Okay, Ranch House, Chicago Water and Sewer, it seems like when the temperature gets really cold, like it is today, and even colder, the toilet does not flush as quickly as it does when it's warmer. And I'm just wondering, can a sewer system freeze? Not completely, but
if it's
slow down.
Right, not likely. Not likely, because our sewers are pretty deep in Chicago.
Is the toilet on an exterior wall or by an exterior wall?
No. No, it's right on the interior plumbing wall, and it just seems like in the really cold weather, it's slower.
It's got to be.
Who isn't slower when it's this cold out?
Yeah.
It's more likely barometric pressures. We see that with drastic weather changes. You'll see fluctuations in how it flushes with movement and water in the toilet.
Taxes,
it's likely all that.
Updates.
I don't know what's happening. Now taxes. We're blaming our...
It's a TurboTax expert.
Wendy must have pushed a button. Sorry about that.
No.
Sorry, Eric.
Well, I do need a good tax expert.
Well, there you go. You're welcome.
Yeah. Cook County property taxes are outrageous.
Yeah, I know.
Mine were about $7,000 or $8,000 last year, and it's kind of a modest house, you know.
We're the highest in the nation.
Well, did you get the answer to your question? So it could be the barometric pressure.
Barometric pressures, and Eric, if you have a concern, your best bet's getting a camera into the sewer. I mean, if you have a concern, it can be videoed. You can make sure that it's wide open, but it's likely not anything to worry about.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. I was just thinking, well, I mean, the water has to go from the sewer line, you know, past the freeze line, and the colder it is, that water has got to be colder to the point that it's got to be slower. It's not frozen, per se, but just slower.
Yeah.
I like the theory. I don't see it happening. Yeah.
I don't think it's anything to worry about.
Yep.
All right. Well, Eric, congratulations on being today's lose first call. So
terrific. Well,
you're starting your day with a win. Let me set you up with this. You get your choice of a Mr. Floor cleaning product: wood floor, cabinetry, countertop, tile, natural stone, or vinyl floor. Mr. Floor's products have been cleaning up Chicagoland for over 35 years, and you can get 20% off at MrFloor.com with promo code HouseSmarts. You don't have to worry about that, Eric, because we're going to set you up with your own cleaning product.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It pays to have a sewer problem, I guess.
I guess.
Not really.
One way to look at it. Yeah. Not really a problem, Eric, remember.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break, and then we have more calls and texts. It's 312-981-7200. Wendy and for Lou, it's House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN. That makes men sound really gross, made out of mud and blood and bones and...
But is it inaccurate?
Yeah, it's probably pretty close. Yeah, we're real simple, really easy. Yeah, men are not complicated.
Yeah, well...
Snakes and snails and puppy dogs' tails.
Yeah, that's true. That's what little boys are made of.
Sure.
It's House Smarts Radio, and Lou Manfredini has the day off, 312-981-7200. I know he has his own number, but when he's not here, we go through this number, 312-981-7200. Michael Houston is here from Lindholm Roofing, John Betke from Betke Plumbing, and Frank Wazalewski, Access, allaboutaccess.com, and Jeremy Hogel, Megapros.com, 847-658-8989.
You do that so well.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Can we take a phone call?
Yeah.
We have got Bob on the line. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
How are you doing this morning?
Great. What about you?
Okay. The one question I have is an injector pump question for the plumber.
Okay. Let's have it.
Okay. I have an injector pump and a sump pump in my house because I have overhead sewers. And during heavy rainstorms, my injector pit goes off.
Well, depending how your house was built, if you have an outside floor drain, that could be going into the ejector pit instead of the sump pit. It would depend on who did the plumbing in the home, but that's not uncommon.
Okay. I only see one pipe. When you lift the lid up of the injector pump up, I only see one main line coming into the injector pump pit, not two.
Okay, and do you have lower stairwells with floor drains?
What do you mean lower stairwells?
You know, like stairs coming into the basement and a floor drain on the exterior?
From what I understand, from the build, I talked to the builder. The drain tower is underneath the slab of the house, not on the outside of the house. Is that what you're asking?
No, no. Do you have outside stairs to get into the basement?
No.
You do not. Okay. How do you get into the basement? Just the inside entrance?
Yes, through the inside.
Okay.
There's a code there, isn't there?
No.
No, you don't have to have a...
Only if you have a bedroom.
No. How about window wells?
There's no... window wells, yes.
There's a slim chance they have a crossover between the two pits.
Okay.
Where they connect them. In the event that one fails, you've got a backup. It's not a good idea, but it's something that you might see. But you'd have to open the pits and see if there isn't a connection. Usually just beneath the floor level.
Gotcha. Okay, because somebody said that possibly when they dug the pit for the injector pump, there was groundwater already there.
You all right
there? Filled a hole in the pit, sunk the pit in, pumped the water out, and filled the hole that they drilled with an epoxy material, and they think that epoxy material could be failing.
Yeah, it's a bad idea to do it, but some plumbers do that so that the pit doesn't pop out of the hole when they're doing construction.
Right.
If they do you have a cast iron pit or a fiberglass pit?
I believe it's fiberglass.
Okay. If somebody did that, you might have to reseal it. The only way to know, of course, would be removing the pump and fully cleaning the pit so you can get to the bottom to see if they did that.
Mm.
Gotcha.
But it's definitely repairable.
Gotcha. So basically, are you saying that I have two sump pumps now in my house with the injector pump?
Well, if it's interconnected, you
yes.
could.
And someone said that's a bozo no-no. Should be shooting... groundwater into the city sewer system.
No, our in the city, our sewers are combined. They're meant to take rainwater.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now the other way is bad. You don't want your sewage going out into the under slab. That's problematic. You'll get odors. You'll have problems with that. So you gotta seal that.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck to you, Bob. Okay. Thank you for calling.
So what could he do to figure that out? Can you run a camera through those drain lines?
Oh, yeah. We camera those all the time so you can see where they're going, what's tying in. Likewise, like we said, you can just clean the pit out, get to the bottom, make sure everything's sealed.
Assuming that is the issue.
Assuming.
Okay, got it. But is it possible that someone would have connected some lines, like some of the drain tiles into the ejector pit? Like, oh, wrong pit. Like, is that a thing?
It's you can actually just put an ejector pit in and put your ground tile into it.
Of course.
But you're supposed to trap the ground tile.
Got it.
But if he's already got two pits, there would have been no reason to do that.
Exactly.
Okay. I have two pits, and I do have that crossover under the basement slab going across. In the event that the sump pump fails and it fills, the water travels under the basement and goes into the ejector pit.
Is there a gate or something that allows that, like tells it what to do? Or?
I don't know. No,
it's,
I don't.
It's a great idea to have your groundwater be able to go into the ejector, but when it goes the other way, filling your whole
foundation.
It would
be a terrible idea.
Sewage. And right. I've seen it. We see that a couple times a year. Ugh. We've seen that.
So the plumber read the plans backwards, or
they just have screwy ideas and they tie them together. And if that ejector fails,
then you have to ask
fails,
yourself, how did that pass inspection?
Oh no, that's easy. out of the stuff we've seen, pass inspection. Forget about it.
All right. Well, I learned something because our sewer backed up in the basement. And it was because of the toilet paper we were using.
Oh, sure.
And I said, what? Okay, maybe we used 4-ply, and I didn't know they even made 4-ply. But I looked this all up, and Scott's, actually, I had Lou on the air and asked him, and he said, Scott's, I've been talking about Scott's toilet paper for years, But that is one ply. I'm not going from four to one. But Angel Soft is a type of toilet paper that if you look, it says it's septic safe. So it actually disintegrates, unlike the four ply that I was using. So we have switched
toilet paper. You were pretty much using
paper.
A pillow to wipe. Four ply? Are you kidding me? That's a cloud.
I am a special lady.
Yes, yes. You're very pampered, obviously. Way to go.
I didn't know there was...
Sure.
It's northern toilet paper, and there's soft and strong, and then there's another one, and one of them is four ply.
Wow.
I didn't even realize that.
That's unbelievable. You could use it as a sheet. Or a blanket. That's unbelievable.
But okay. Angel Soft, I mean, I did not know at all that toilet paper could back up your system.
It makes a huge difference.
Yeah, all huge.
Right. We will continue talking about this. And we have phone calls. We have texts, 312-981-7200. We've got news coming your way next. And I wanted... Really, four ply is that bad?
I didn't even think that existed.
Yeah.
You could.
Is that the highest?
You could sell a prom dress with that stuff.
There you go.
It was very cushy.
I bet it was. I bet it was wonderful.
God, how come people don't know it about toilet paper, John?
You don't know until you have a problem.
That's true.
But you could always forego the toilet paper, bidet seat.
You could.
Bidet toilet.
Yeah. You could. Those are trending. Huge. I mean, how many?
Seeing it
all the time now.
Yeah, the smart toilets.
Yeah, it's like almost every bathroom.
Everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very common.
I don't know.
You'll like it.
You'll love it.
With your four ply, your pampered self, you would love it, Wendy. I promise.
And they have some that you can install yourself too.
They do.
But those
you would love that. They're fine.
Really?
They're fine.
That's crazy stuff, you guys. That really is. Fine. I'm an old-fashioned girl.
With four plies.
With four plies. Exactly.
Yeah. Pampered,
sure,
yes, but old-fashioned, sure, nonetheless.
Exactly. Yeah.
312-981-7200. Now we are going to break for news, and then we'll be back. Mike, hold on. We will be talking to you after the news here. It's House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. Good morning to you. Wendy Snyder sitting in for Lou Manfredini this morning. It's still House Smarts Radio. A new phone number for today only, 312-981-7200. In the studio with us today, John Betke from BetkePlumbing.com. Frank Wasilewski, Access, if you need some accommodations in your home. AllAboutAccess.com. We've got Jeremy Hogel, MegaPros.com, and Michael Houston from LindholmRoofing.com. And I just learned something during the break, that a 2x4 is not a 2x4 anymore.
Yeah. Inch and a half by 3.5.
They used to call it true lumber, and it looks like early to mid-1900s they kind of stopped it.
Really?
But then standardized it in the 1950s.
Because, Michael, you were saying something about how we were talking about I have an old house, and you said good bones, and the wood is different nowadays than when they built a home in the 1800s.
100%. We were talking about it during the break, of course, and the 2x4, like the butt end of a 2x4, you could see the grain. And in an older 2x4, even a 50-year-old 2x4, you still have good, tight grain, which is stronger lumber versus a 2x4 today.
It's
there might be
a joke.
Six. There
yeah,
might be
maybe.
Six.
Does it look
maybe.
Like fiberboard more?
No, it's just,
it's
looks
wood.
Like, it looks like wood. You
okay.
know? It's just,
it is wood.
You know, it's like going to Applebee's and getting a steak, like a ribeye steak, and being like, that's a steak, versus going to like Smith and Walensky's down the street and be like, no, that's a steak, right? So they call it the same thing, but
it's
growth
not.
Hormones.
Yeah, new growth pine, new growth hormones for all the wood.
They can make trees grow faster?
Oh, way faster.
Yep,
way
growth faster. Hormones. They put it into the ground, the tree sucks it up, and the tree grows quicker.
Not stronger, quicker.
So there's more wood.
So they can process it.
Yeah, so they can
make more wood.
Yeah, money. It's all about the money.
Cedar roofing.
Yep, yeah.
That cedar roofing is nice. I like the tile roof. That's a beautiful like looking slate? Roof.
Yeah. Or the like terracotta.
Yeah, the terracotta.
Okay.
How wow, expensive
you're fancy.
Is that?
Super.
It's expensive.
Super fancy.
Four ply yeah. toilet paper, terracotta tiles on the ceiling or on the roof, and
I mean, would
the
you
bidet.
Say that's the so slate's probably the most.
That's cool
most expensive.
Too.
I don't know. Have you ever priced out those Tesla tiles?
No.
Okay, that's
I
the
know.
Most expensive. All right. Yeah.
Those are. Solar.
Correct. They're solar, but yeah.
There's
that's
another
the most
company, CertainTeed, has a solar shingle that they sell.
Do they? Okay, yeah. I bet you that would be the most expensive.
It's, they're up there. They're both up there. Sure.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
both
yeah.
up
but
there.
But terracotta, yeah, labor intensive, everything.
One tile at a time, careful installation. Ooh, yeah. You can't nail it down too tight. You crack the tile.
Yeah, you just got to like hold them in place.
Expensive
well,
underlayment.
Yeah.
Would hail ever break that?
No.
Not likely.
No.
It would be a class
our
four.
Our weather might, because of the expansion and contraction. They take a lot of moisture.
There are Ludovici, Imperial, Spanish, and French clay tiles in many different towns right now that are 100 years old and getting older and still
lasting.
And hanging
still
in
lasting.
There. Good
and
bones.
Good, huge, good bones.
I just worry about, like, so what was it? A couple weeks ago, it was like negative a billion, and then it got to like 40.
I know.
Honestly,
I would just worry about
there's
the...
There's enough play in them because they're loose.
They hang
loose on each other.
They suck up all the moisture, right?
No, not really.
Okay.
I'm telling you, these are
all right.
100 years
old. I get it.
Old.
They've been doing clay tiles for hundreds of years. Okay.
All right. Mike's been on hold.
All right. We got to get Mike.
All right. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. I've got a plumbing issue.
Most people do.
Sure. <Yeah. laughs>
What do you got?
So, John, I got a ranch home with a full basement. The basement is finished with a drop ceiling. And one tile gets water stains once in a while. I've changed it. I've looked. It's a pretty busy plumbing area. I've got drains there. I've got a stack going up to the roof. I've got copper pipes. And every time I change the tile, it'll last 3-4 months. And then my wife tells me, hey, it's leaking again.
What
Pull
time,
down the tile.
What time of I year look. Does it happen?
It, not consistently. It just happened last week. And by the way, before you ask, the roof is less than a year old, and it was doing it before the new roof. And it's doing it now after the new roof.
Mike, are your pipes insulated there?
They are not.
Condensation.
But it's in the middle of the house.
Yeah, but those pipes are trapped between the drop ceiling and the floor. So you don't have a lot of airflow there. So condensation can form and then drip down onto a ceiling tile.
You're thinking just one area consistently, huh?
It's possible. It depends on heat distribution. Now you got to get, you know, you're talking HVAC and stuff.
What type of, is it your main drain for your plumbing? Like what type of shower system do you have? Do you
well,
have a tub?
It's right. It's in an area that where there's two bathrooms upstairs and they back up to each other on a wall. Like I said, it's a very busy area with a lot of drains and there's no stains on the floor from the main level. And, you know, I consider myself to be a pretty handy guy, and I've inspected and I've looked, and you know, I wouldn't have a problem calling somebody out, but I don't know what they're going to see.
What's the chances? Do you have a basement bathroom?
Yes.
What's the chances the exhaust vent for that basement bathroom runs over that area?
It's probably a good 20 feet away.
Okay.
But you did say that there was an exhaust vent going straight up and out the roof in that general area.
Just the vent pipe.
Yes.
Tell you what.
Yes.
It sounds like it could be, but not necessarily is, but it could be that in that vent pipe that goes up to the roof, when it rains, the water goes down the pipe it's designed to, and that pipe turns to vent other plumbing fixtures in the home. A cheap test or possible fix would be to put a cap on that vent pipe on the roof, a simple China hat or some sort of an umbrella type screw on, clamp on cover to that plumbing stack on the roof. It probably costs you $20 at the local hardware store, and if you're able to get up on the roof, it'll take you 10 minutes to put it on. You may solve your problem, or at least isolate it and find out that that is the problem. That means that you would have a opening in the vent stack plumbing that comes down and takes 90-degree turns through the house towards other plumbing fixtures that vent out that same pipe.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a pretty
cheap and simple,
easy test. Yeah,
easy test. Yep,
it seems like the most plausible, right, John?
It could, it depending on the age of the pipes. Yeah, we see vent pipes rot out and have perforations in them, so it's certainly plausible.
Because if it was a plumbing issue,
well, they're PVC. They're, sure. The vents are PVC, and the lines are all copper. The house was built in the mid '80s.
It could be a bad PVC joint.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, that happens.
Yep.
Of course.
Cheap try. The other thing is leave that vent or leave that ceiling tile off, and the next time it rains, go down in your basement and just kind of like perch there and wait for the water to drip.
Oh, I've done that, and then I get yelled at that the ceiling's apart and it's got to be put back.
Oh, wow.
happy wife, happy life.
The ceiling's apart with one tile missing. That is particular.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's an eyesore.
That's an extra layer of OCD right there.
Put that put that umbrella fixture on the pipe and see what happens. You might very well solve your issue.
All right, I will give that a try. And then, hey, Wendy, something that no one else will know what we're talking about, but go Hollywood School.
Oh, you went to Hollywood School?
I did.
All right, I grew up in the Hollywood section of Brookfield. And
so did I.
Yeah. Oh.
That's why you're so glamorous. I knew it.
I'm looking at your name, Mike. I know you, so good to see you over the phone.
Good to hear from you. And go Bears.
Yeah, no kidding. How about it? I believe you're a year older than me, right?
I am, yeah.
All right.
Fourth and fifth grade.
Yeah, Hollywood School.
So he's 30?
Yes. Yeah. Mike, good luck with that. And
thank you.
All right, nice to talk to you.
Nice talk to you. Bye-bye.
All right, so this is weird. It takes four people to fill in for one Lou Manfredini. But I liked how that happened, because John, he was talking plumbing with you, and Jeremy, you were throwing some stuff in there, and then Michael Houston all of a sudden was like, well, what about this?
Frank mentioned the C word.
Yeah, I know.
Not the bad C word, condensation.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
I fixed many leaks on roofs by going up on the roof, and nothing's wrong with the roof, yet it's leaking, putting a cap on that vent stack, and the leak stops. But that doesn't solve or fix the problem, but it hides it, for lack of better words.
And that's the thing with plumbing leaks, right? Because we'll have customers where they're saying, like, well, it's got to be coming from my shower. And we're like, well, if it was, it would be a subtle drip for an extended period of time.
Right.
It's ginormous, right? It's a monsoon at some point. So it can't be a water line. And if it's a drain line, it would be bigger. Like, it would happen faster, wouldn't it?
Well, water line, it's going to be constant.
Constant. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. Oh, yeah. So it's just...
In a drain line, it would be every time you use it. It wouldn't be every couple months. It's either the roof or condensation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at that. Problem solved.
Yeah.
Yes, another one. It is 6:47 in the morning. It's Wendy in for Lou. House Smarts Radio, if you have a DIY question, if you have a problem in your home, who doesn't, 312-981-7200 is the phone line and text line. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on 720 WGN. I love Steve Winwood. This song makes me think of summer, and this is the exact opposite of summer. It's going to be so cold at that Bears game tomorrow.
I mean, it looks like the sun's kind of coming out, doesn't it? Yeah. I can't really tell.
It's going to be pretty warm for my living room.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So I heard, has anybody gone to a Bears game or sport, like a football game outside?
Recently?
Yeah. Well, just last couple of years. Yeah, ever.
Yeah.
It's miserable.
It's really not
fun. I heard it's not that fun. I heard, like, I heard you could do it from the like the screen. You could barely see the field. Like you're turning your head. Like they're not the same action
as like the Bears, TV. Okay. It's postseason.
It doesn't matter. It's the it's the environment.
It's the environment. Just and like the view is pretty good from almost any seat.
Just like a Cubs game, Sox game, hockey game.
Well, I like those ones. Not because of the sport, but because you could get a tan, you could be outside, it's nice weather, good people watching weather, like it's fun. But like 4 degrees, your beer's freezing.
Yeah.
Like there's just what's the joy?
It's cold.
Yeah.
The camaraderie is cool.
Yeah.
Like that, like everybody, like the environment, the energy, yeah. That's got to be awesome.
It's the electricity.
Sure.
It
that's
got to
be cool. I agree. The experience has got to be great. I just heard from people that have gone, they're like, oh, I could see a screen and then like another screen and then I could see everything that's happening versus when you're there, you don't see as much.
No.
That is true.
Yeah.
You miss a lot, but they do have replays on the big screen at the stadium.
You got to leave the game and go home to watch the game on TV to catch the highlights.
Right. You okay. TiVo it.
Exactly. TiVo's not a thing anymore.
Oh,
no,
isn't.
It might be. It might be. It's just I don't think so.
I don't know where that came from.
I get it. That's okay.
I mean, DVR. Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. It's Wendy and for Lou. It's House Smarts Radio. We cover everything on this show. 312-981-7200. We were also talking earlier. This was off the air. A lot of people are growing old and need some assistance. And a lot of you work in a field where you can help people. I mean, this came up, obviously, Frank Wasilewski, Access, you help people plan their homes for something. You said something off the air. The average age of your customer?
37.
Okay. I find this fascinating, and that's because...
accidents, somebody falls off, falls down and, breaks a leg and it doesn't heal right, hip replacements, there's so many different things, that occur. You get a disease and all of a sudden that, take Lyme disease, that could completely disable you from the neck down.
I don't even think of that. I mean, I just thankfully haven't had to, but when you have to think about it, Access is the way to go. And also, John, you said something too when we were talking about bidets off the air. People who are injured or elderly, they need some assistance. I don't even think of these things. My parents died pretty young, so I haven't had to think about that really.
Well, you have a back surgery, a shoulder surgery. You can't do the normal activity on the toilet. A bidet toilet or a bidet seat solves it for you.
Yeah.
Plus, it warms your tush.
And it, warms your tush.
Get a nice warm tush out of it.
Yes. Yeah. And, Frank, I'm still astounded that your average age of your customer is 37.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's surprising, too.
It's a big misconception when you start talking about accessibility. Everybody's like, oh, I'm not old. I'm not, the elderly. Well, honestly, the people over age 65 are less than 10% of my entire, customer base.
Sure.
Really?
65.
Oh. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I just had one knee replacement, and I'm getting the other one done relatively soon now, too.
Need a stair lift?
Not yet.
No.
I'm actually getting around a lot better with a lot less discomfort.
That's awesome.
How long would your recovery time, would you say?
They say it takes a full year to fully recover, but I'd say after 6 months, I was pretty mobile, and I am right now.
How about like week one?
Oh, like, God.
I've had two knee replacements.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Week one?
Yeah. It is a nightmare.
Is it? Come on. Don't tell our listeners this.
It is painful.
It's worth it.
There you go.
Yeah, it's worth it.
I was in discomfort. I'd be sitting in my car for 45 minutes on my way into the office, and I'd stop, park, and get out.
Stiff.
And I could hardly, I'm telling you, I could hardly walk. Now I get out, and I'm just going.
Okay. Yeah, one of my knees is great. The other one, I still have that, where I'm going to have to stand for a little bit later because it stiffens up.
One of my knees is virtually, I want to say perfect now. The other one, I'm getting done sometime in April, I think.
The recovery is not fun.
It's not fun. PT is absolutely essential. Do not skip on it.
No, but you can swear at your physical therapist person because I did.
They're used to it.
It's encouraged.
They are.
They're used to
and
it.
And I said at the end, I'm like, I hated you at the beginning of this, and now you've done such a great job.
Yeah,
so.
End up loving them. They do. Yeah. They do great work. They
yeah. Really and hips are easier than a knee.
I wouldn't know.
My not sister yet. Had hips. My brother had a hip. God, we're Snyders are falling apart. All right, we're taking this real quickly here. Hi, Lynn. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. So this is getting back to the Bears. My parents had Bears season tickets. I'm 73 now, so my parents were a generation ahead. They had Bears season tickets. We lived in Chicago first, then Mount Prospect, then Rockford. They even had the tickets in Rockford and went to the Bears games. So the way they stayed warm, one of the ways, they had many, was these things that looked like an oversized cigarette lighter, and you put lighter fluid in them. And I remember my dad filling them with lighter fluid.
Pocket warmers.
Yeah.
Those are a thing.
With lighter fluid. Yep. They still, I don't know.
No, nowadays they don't do that.
Yeah.
They allow lighter
spontaneous combustion.
I know some campers that still use them.
Wow.
That might be considered a bomb by today's standards.
You know, they had the puffy long underwear, and they had, you know, these huge oversized gloves, and anyway, these lighter fluid. I was always a little afraid of lighter fluid, but my dad smoked, so I was used to seeing him refill his lighters and refill these heaters. And that is my memory of these brutal, brutally cold games that they actually went to.
Well, there's your answer, Jeremy. You were wondering if people enjoy it.
Unbelievable.
Go Bears, Lynn. Thank you for calling. All right. Bye. we've got news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom and more of your calls. It's House Smarts Radio. Give us a call or text 312-981-7200. Good morning to you. It's 7:09. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Lou Manfredini this week on House Smarts Radio. You can reach us at 312-981-7200. We have Michael Houston here from Lindholm Roofing. John Betke from Betke Plumbing, Frank Wazalewski from Access, and Jeremy Hogel, Megapros Jeremy. And Michael, I believe it was you earlier who said, happy wife, happy life.
I did.
Will you call my husband right now? No. but Cliff, you have something that you'd like to say in to oppose that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Can't wait for this.
To be honest with you, this happy wife, happy life, it's going on too long. Okay?
Okay.
I'm telling you.
All right.
Because it's about time. It's 2000 now. It should be happy husband, happy life. Because I guarantee a husband that is happy is going to make his wife happy because I'm happy.
Okay, all right.
Absolutely.
Okay. If your wife's not happy, are you happy?
Yes, sometimes because of the same.
Oh, my
happy
God.
Life, happy
Oh, Cliff, you're going to have to give us your address. I'm picking
Cliff,
you up and taking you home.
It in my head. Yeah. I always reverse it in my head that I'm going to be happy. My wife will be happy, and she'll never be sad again because I'm happy.
Yeah. Okay.
It goes both ways.
Yeah,
there's
you both
no question.
Have to be happy at some point. It's like a 60-40 split, you know?
The way I've seen it is that if my wife's unhappy, you know, I got a bunch of kids, so my kids aren't happy and I'm not happy. If my wife's happy, there's only maybe one person that's not happy in our house, and that's a win, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not happy, that's okay. Like, one kid's not happy, that's okay. But if she's not happy, no one's happy.
Well, that's your
I know.
Old mentality.
Sure,
the new
I need
mentality.
To switch it.
Switch it, and I guarantee your wife ain't going to be complaining anymore because you're going to make her happy because you're happy.
All right. I like that. Okay. Happy self first.
You know?
That's what you're saying. Happy self first.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
it's
Cliff.
Not to make get credit instead of just on Father's Day.
I get it. Not just on Father's Day.
Thank you for calling, Cliff. Appreciate it.
Wendy, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
About the toilet and the buffet.
The bidet, not a buffet. You don't want a buffet in your toilet, okay?
My wife's Filipino. Mm-hmm. And when she came to this country.
Cliff, be careful.
No, I'm in line for, I'm at
McDonald's?
What do you call this?
In the line.
No, I'm at getting food from the food pantry.
Oh, okay.
And in Bentonville. But anyways, when my wife came to this country, she had a little bucket on the toilet. And I go, honey, what's that for? She goes, that's for your bullet to wash it. You don't need toilet papers like you stinky American. You're dirty. You use the bucket and wash your butt that way. In the Philippines, they don't have toilet paper unless you're like me. When I come to the Philippines, they put toilet paper out.
Hmm. To make you happy.
They have a bucket. You ask any Filipino, they call it a tabo.
Got it.
And they said Americans are so dirty on that situation because they don't wash their butt.
All right. Well, those are words to live by, Cliff, and I appreciate. I hope your butt is clean, and I hope you're happy.
No, I still use Cliff. Good morning. Hi.
All right. Have a great weekend. Yeah.
So there's that.
Yes, there's, so that. There's that. All right. Let's talk to Tom. All right. Tough act to follow, Tom.
Well, yeah, I guess, because I thought this was a home and improvement show.
You're
by
absolutely
Lou Lamborghini.
Right. Yes.
But you know what? When you run the show, it's even more enjoyable.
Aww.
So I got a question for all five of you people that are sitting there watching each other. At your kitchen sink, do you guys have an overflow so that if you accidentally don't shut the water off, the flow will go through the overflow? Does any one of your people there have an overflow on the sink, kitchen sink?
I do not.
Not on a kitchen
Nobody
sink.
Nobody here does, but they do. You can get an overflow on a kitchen sink. It's not common because most kitchen sinks are multiple bowls.
Yeah. Do you live in a condo and the guy above you left his kitchen sink on or left his kitchen water on?
No.
Because we had a caller on the show last week that was asking the exact same question.
Tom, do you have one?
I want to install one, and I'm pretty handy with putting stuff together.
But they make sinks.
They make kitchen sinks with overflows.
Never
and
seen
you
it.
Can add an overflow to a kitchen sink. It's just not common because the capacity that
it's
a kitchen
so
sink can hold, and you've got usually two bowls, sometimes three.
Yeah,
it can overflow into the other bowl.
Oh yeah,
sure.
Right,
so.
But if you put the stoppers
Wendy, have you ever forgotten to turn the water off in your house?
Honestly, no.
How about an electric faucet instead? It would be easier to put in. You don't have to change out the sink. It only operates when your hands are near it. When you step away, it turns off.
Well, that's a pretty good idea. And, you know, this is why we call in on WGN, because they have all the answers.
Yeah, but it takes five of us to come up with what Lou has.
And sometimes we're right.
Exactly. And all the time he's right.
All the time.
So, well, Tom, good luck. And I really have never left water running.
I believe you, Wendy.
Yeah.
Frank,
you don't
you
seem
have?
Like that.
But you could have a situation at home where, you know, somebody is starting.
Well,
yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, right? Frank
and,
might
and you
have.
Start to look out for it because you're taking care of that person.
Yeah,
that's
right?
A good point.
You know, so we don't know the circumstances of why
he
wants it.
I love that idea for aging in your home. So if you do have someone that is getting up there in age or has, you know, one of those illnesses, it's not a bad idea to change the faucets to motion-sensing faucets.
And they're so inexpensive nowadays.
They're all set with the anti-scold, so then it's set with the right temperature, so they're not going to burn themselves.
Wow.
I was just
going
to say the same thing.
I really like that idea.
You don't have to worry about adjusting hot water heaters, because whatever comes out of the faucet is always going to be 115 degrees or so.
Yep.
Yeah. So you can't burn
yourself. That's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
All right. What did you do there? You made the glass half full. You took lemons and made lemonade.
What glass?
I don't know.
Exactly.
All right. We're going to take a break and then back to your phone calls this morning. Lou Manfredini is off this week. I'm Wendy, House Smarts Radio, 312-981-7200. You can call us. You can text us. Just do either. It's 720 WGN. All right. Leroy Brown is not here. Neither is Lou Manfredini. I'm Wendy Snyder. It's still House Smarts Radio. We're here till 10, till David Hochberg takes over with Home Sweet Home Chicago. You can reach us at 312-981-7200. Michael Houston's here from Lindholm Roofing. John Betke from Betke Plumbing. Frank Wazalewski from Access, which we just heard about. And Jeremy Hogel, megapros.com. Let's talk to Jim. He is calling us this morning from where? Where are you calling from, Jim?
Orland Park.
What's going on in Orland right now?
Not much. It's starting to come up with a little bit of sunlight now. So
yeah.
Hopefully no snow.
Like it.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm sick of snow.
What?
I'm sick of it.
How could you be sick of it?
Because it's too
cold. It all melted?
Yeah, I guess. I didn't even really need to shovel. I did, but it did melt.
Yeah.
Jim, you have a plumbing question?
I sure do.
All right.
It's about a toilet. So let me explain our situation. We have two bathrooms back to back. I'm going to call one the bedroom and one the hall. And the bedroom toilet works fine. The toilet in the hall is where we have a problem. Now, these bathrooms were both remodeled, but by different contractors over time. So the toilet in the hallway is, you just let it sit, like, overnight.
Phone lines.
Talk about a radio suspense right there.
I know.
You know?
Call back. 312-981-7200.
All right, John, we got to guess what he was going to say.
Yeah.
Back-to-back toilets.
Yep.
The one in the hall baths.
Yep.
Always backing up.
Yep.
The one in the master works fine. It's probably on a cross.
Across.
And the master's used more, and it's leaving waste through the cross into the hall bath side.
Oh,
so
okay,
when
that's
they
a
do
good theory.
Go to use the hall bath side,
yeah,
it's obstructed. Common problem, depending on a lot of times the old cast iron pipes, they didn't use a double Y, they used a cross laying horizontally. So it would literally go through the cross to the other side.
Sure.
Just a guess.
Okay. Yeah,
that's a great guess. Though.
We have no idea what he's going to say, but I think that was a very good guess. Yeah, I like it.
Are you a psychic?
How do you solve that problem?
Take out the cross.
Yeah, you got to open stuff up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
yep,
you just gotta, you just gotta. Here, I got a question for you. So I had a call yesterday with a customer. She's got a plaster ceiling, old house. She's got an upstairs bathroom and noticed a very subtle leak, right? Over a long period of time, very subtle. And she wants to redo her shower because of this leak. She called the plumber out. Plumber said, it's probably your shower. She's only going to be in her house for a couple years. She doesn't want to remodel her whole shower. And I thought, well, why wouldn't the plumber just open up the ceiling and see if it's a drain, right? Like, it seems like it's a drain issue. Like, just like a subtle drain issue. And she's just like, well, that might be expensive. You know, they didn't want to open up the plaster. And I'm like,
but a whole bath?
Whoa! A whole bathroom's really expensive, like a huge invest. I don't want to use the word expensive. It's way more costly.
Yes.
Right? Much larger of an investment. So wouldn't it make sense? The step one would be open up the ceiling, right?
You probably should anyways. There's water up there.
You should anyways.
Get it dried out.
Sure.
And it gives you an opportunity to see what's
you
happening.
You could look up.
Locate the leak.
What's
you
happening?
Could see.
Maybe we can fix it without doing any work.
I was so surprised at but what's SOP for you guys, right? Call a plumber. Wouldn't you open up that ceiling?
100%.
Yeah.
But you'd at least give it as an option, right?
To find out what the actual problem is.
They didn't. They said,
right?
Well, yeah, you know, it's probably a drain and
probably.
Was it 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday?
I asked the same thing. I was like, well, I don't
why,
know.
Why?
Was it quitting time?
Oh,
was it,
okay.
Were they going to the bar? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Jim's back.
Yeah. Jim is back. All right, so John Betke tried to guess your issue. Was he correct? I don't know if you heard it, Jim.
I didn't. No, ma'am, I didn't hear it.
That's okay, Jim. Continue.
So here's the situation. So the bathroom toilet will drain water overnight, or even like in an hour or so. It doesn't drain completely, but it goes down to where it's just enough water to cover the hole at the bottom of the toilet. So to use the toilet, I have to jiggle the handle a little bit, get enough water in there so that it's normal level, and then I can flush it. The problem is when I flush the toilet, water will leak.
Oh, these phone lines are... Did we not pay our phone bill?
That's probably what it is.
At WGN Radio?
Probably.
Now
we know more of the story.
By 10 o'clock, we'll get to the end of this.
He was just getting into what could be a second problem, but the first problem is probably wicking.
Okay.
You know what wicking is?
What is that?
It's where the water will... It's same thing happens with sink drains, the P-trap. Like, if there's hair in the drain, water can wick on that hair, and it literally will siphon out through the wicking effect.
Oh.
You know how a wick works?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally understand.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if it's an older toilet and there's calcium, if there's hair, if there's something that can allow for wicking, it'll literally
wick the water out
dry.
Do we not think it's just like a flapper issue or something?
No, for the bowl to go. But he says overnight, the bowl is
the
losing
bowl.
Water.
Right. And it can't be a seal, like at the gasket?
No, because it's a P-trap.
Because it's a P-trap. Because it doesn't have that pressure.
China P-trap.
Sure.
It's probably wicking.
Okay.
Right.
He said it's been remodeled.
Let's see what he has to say when he calls
depending
back.
On the,
we'll see how old the toilet
you know,
is.
We're going to say depending on the remodeler, right? We've seen stuff remodeled before, and oh boy.
You've seen stuff remodeled, right?
So
I could show you some pictures.
It's just like, are you kidding me? Why did they leave this? Why did they do it that way, right? Because lazy, cost-cutting, who knows?
630 has texted in, happy spouse, happy house.
I like that one. I'm gonna write that one down because I won't remember it, even though it rhymes.
Spouse house.
Yeah. Even though it rhymes, I'll forget it. Yeah.
I know.
I don't think it'll hold any weight in my house, but I do like it.
Yeah.
Because my wife would be in favor of that one too, because she's not like we both want to please each other.
Yeah.
We both want to make each other
absolutely.
Happy, right? That is the goal of marriage, isn't it? After all.
You, Frank, you were talking about an electric faucet when the gentleman was calling in about the overflow for the kitchen sink. And 219 has texted in, you can have a cat get on the sink when you're gone and slip under the lever handle and turn the water on. It happened to me.
Wow.
Like a motion.
That's some final destination.
She's talking about a lever handle, like when you lift up. So the cat actually lifted the handle
body.
While she was out of town.
Ooh.
And the water doesn't know how to turn it off.
You would know. That's why you would need maybe.
Maybe it was a cat that actually wanted a bath.
Yeah, the one cat.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that's just one cat that thinks it's a dog. It's a cat dog.
There was also a text about mice.
Can I read it?
Yeah. If you have it, go, Michael.
Good morning. Can you discuss mice? My dad has these little visitors in his house. Oh, it just went away.
We don't like them.
Yep. In his house, a couple of safe traps for them. I won't deal with the kill kind, and I release them in a wooded area far from the house. And are any deterrents that work? What company would assess the house for gaps? He can't get a cat due to a tripping hazard. Any and all tips would be appreciated.
We will get to that. I promise we are going to get back to Jim. We've actually called him back. Hi, Jim.
Oh, there.
All right. Now finish your story about your toilet low on water.
So the water gets low. When you flush the toilet, it'll flush. And then the water will leak out into the basement. But not under the hall toilet. It leaks closer to where the bedroom toilet is. So it comes down under the other toilet.
If that's
no water on the floor, you know, and it's like the seal, the wax seal seems to be fine. The water's coming out in the basement. It doesn't. I don't get a flow of water, but I get enough water where I have to put a bucket underneath it so I don't have a mess down there.
Well, that's got to be a drain. I mean, that has to be a drain, right? So it has to be the seal or there's a crack in the drain pipe, something is causing
a lead joint's bad, a PVC joint's bad, so it's got to be exposed and inspected.
And water travels, right? It takes the path of least resistance, so it may be leaking right underneath your hallway, and it could travel to any part of the house until it finds its way down.
Okay. So, but what's causing the water to drain out of the toilet? And
John, do you want to talk?
We have to break for news. Now it's time for you to hang on, Jim.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
We'll try not to drop your call.
Yes. All right. You hold on, and we'll continue this after the news on 720 WGN. Good morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Lou Manfredini. We're finished with toilet talk for the day. Maybe not the day.
We hope.
Although we have our panel of experts on House Smarts Radio, Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, Frank Wazalewski, Access, John Betke, Betke Plumbing, and Jeremy Hogel, Mega Pros, and we have Jim back on the line. This is, what do they call those dinners, where a progressive dinner or something, where you keep bringing, you go to somebody else's house and have dessert and somebody else's, I can't think of what that's called, but that's what this is like with Jim's phone call.
Okay.
We're getting little bits and pieces every time. So, Jim, we're back to you.
Good.
Good.
So,
hopefully this is the dessert portion of the meal.
Okay, good. Good. You know what I'm talking about. So what's going on with your water?
So I guess, Jim, the question is that have you ever had a plumber come out to look at the plumbing, or during your remodeling, did your remodeler say anything about what's going on or replace any of the plumbing?
I wasn't involved in the remodel. This home was owned by my sister at the time.
Okay.
And so I know some of the history. I've only talked to a plumber who was at a neighbor's house, and then somehow he was going to come over, and we just couldn't make the connection. But he seemed to be very reluctant. He says, "Oh, this is going to be a very expensive job. I've seen this before." But you know, he almost wanted to talk me out of doing the repair.
Yeah, I've seen this before. It sounds like a plumbing issue.
He's talking himself out of the work.
I've heard of these plumbing issues before. I mean, John, how would you address this?
We got to see it.
We got to see it, right? Yeah.
And it sounds like you can replicate it, so we got to get our eyes on it.
That sounds like the only real solution is look at the pipes, find out what's going on, identify where the water's coming from, where it sounds like we kind of know, right? Give or take, John?
Yeah, you can make it happen. You know how to replicate it.
Yes.
That's the hardest part. You've got the hardest part done. Now you just got to get a professional's eyes on it.
Would a plumber would your plumbing company charge to show up to look at this, or do you?
Yeah, most plumbing companies charge something to show up.
Okay, just a service fee.
$80, $90, $100, something like that.
Right. So, Jim, is it worth $100 just to get a educated plumber out there to see if they could solve your issue?
I would say absolutely yes.
Yeah. Totally makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the first step.
Thank you for your dessert.
All right. Well, thank you for your information. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jim. And it is called a progressive dinner. It's a multi-location meal where each course, appetizers, soup, salad, main, and dessert is served at a different host's home or restaurant.
Wow, that sounds fun.
In neighborhoods, I've never participated in one.
I'm in a neighborhood.
But you've never done this. No. Do you like your neighbors? Well, yes, you do, of course.
I like them because I don't see them much and they don't see me much. Yeah, it works. We're really good neighbors to one another.
I guess it's called a safari supper now.
Okay.
Instead of a progressive
amazing
dinner.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. I've never
partook.
I never did. You never did? You never heard of it. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's get back to mice talk. A text came through. Can you discuss mice? My dad has these little visitors in his house. A couple of safe traps for them. I won't deal with the kill kind. and I release them in a wooded area far from the house. Are there any deterrents that work? What company would assess the house for gaps? He can't get a cat due to the tripping hazard. Any and all tips would be appreciated. Thanks from 630.
So we had the same issue at our house. We were gone for like a week, week and a half at our house. Came home and there were like...
droppings?
You know, yeah, just like, you know, some unexpected pets in our house, like spring, around springtime. And we have a Rose pest contract.
So do we.
And it was like, hey, we'll call Rose. This is a new thing for us, for the mice. And what we learned was almost too much about mice, right? Like once they start coming into your house, they won't stop.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's like they make a trail. I guess they defecate and urinate. So then all the mice know this is the runway
party
to go
house.
To the, this is, yeah, welcome to the house, right? Mm-hmm. This is the roadmap. So not only did they stop that, but then they inspected the whole outside just to make sure, like, any gaps, any areas, and then just filled stuff. And what
steel
they couldn't
wool.
Do, steel wool.
They did that
which
at
was,
my house,
which was
too.
Great. And then what they couldn't patch, we patched, right? Like, okay, yeah, we'll fix this, we'll fix this, we'll fix this. No more mice. They solved it. Right?
I don't like to kill mice, but yeah. We do have some boxes in our crawl space where they still go. We tried traps and we want to do a humane way of doing it, but then sometimes they don't die in the traps. If you get the catch and release ones, they come back to the party house sometimes, or a new mouse will come in. So
I use fabric sheets. So I used to get mice all the time in my shed, my outdoor shed. And a neighbor of mine said, use fabric sheets. Just go around and staple them around at the bottom, all the way around, you know, right before winter. And then, sure, it works.
Really?
They don't like
I don't
fabric?
Know if it's the
odor.
Like the smell? Maybe the
I
odor
have heard
of it.
This.
You mean like dryer sheets?
Yeah,
like dryer sheets. Yeah. You know, and I just stopped having the problems.
Well,
that's your shed, though. In your house, you know, what are you supposed to do? Put dryer sheets all over your
the perimeter of your house.
If they're only in one area,
They're never in one area. I say this from experience, and this is totally disgusting, and I probably shouldn't reveal this, but I'm going to.
Uh-oh. Okay. Uh-oh. I like the cliffhanger.
We were using mouse traps, and I can't deal with that. My husband was doing it. There was one mouse that it didn't die, and you heard it flip-flopping around, which was not a fun sound at all. And with the poison, it kind of dehydrates them, which
does.
Is terrible.
That's what it does.
But, you know, when you find a little something... in a chair in the basement.
Sure. A little dehydrated
mouse.
Yeah,
it's like I couldn't, you know, I needed to do something. So
there's a couple of humane ways. One of the things, and I know there's a Lou Manfredini show, but Ace Hardware does carry those plug-in ultra frequency.
Whoa. Do they work?
Victor.
This is where we need Lou for.
Victor is a big... you know, critter control type company.
Okay.
And they sell them, and I've had them in my house, and they work. They're about, you know, $25-$30 a piece. You
just
plug it into an outlet.
But just because they make them and they sell them doesn't mean they work. We've learned that. But
there's,
they work at your house.
They do, or they seem to.
Okay.
We also have a cat.
Come on. We also have mouse traps on the outside, too.
But you know, there's other deterrents that you can spray around the house.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, they just don't like the smell, much like they don't like the smell of the dryer sheets. But again, Victor sells a spray that you can spray around the perimeter of the home. So this guy sounds like a little bit of a do-it-yourselfer kind of guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Can't have a cat, you know, which would be really a nice addition to the...
I like the Rose pest solution thing.
You know why? Yeah. Because
Rose is awesome.
They solved... I've had Rose for probably... 10-15 years, and the first guy who came, and he went around the whole house and had tons of steel wool. I mean, you don't realize how they can get in under the siding.
Yep.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
So if that happens, then hopefully it keeps the, you know, no more mouse party house.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. You don't want that.
No,
yeah.
It's terrible. I, you know, cockroaches and mice are two things, you know, I can't have in my house.
That's it?
And ants.
Anything? Oh, wow.
And
I've had,
and okay. Rose takes care of ants.
Yes, they do.
Because, God, I got a lot of bugs and vermin living in my house.
Old homes are going to have gaps.
Definitely.
I mean, they really will. That's okay.
The mice frequencies do work quite well, says 630.
Okay.
I would agree.
There you go. And they got it at Ace, which Lou would love.
Victor is the brand name.
Got it. Ding, ding.
And the easiest way and most efficient way to get rid of vermin, get a cat. It's not rocket science, people. Yeah, but some people can't have a cat.
Yeah, what if you can't have cats?
Yeah.
What if you're allergic?
Or if it's a tripping hazard.
Or if you just don't like cats.
Do you not like cats?
Or if you just don't like cats. I like dogs.
I like dogs better.
I like dogs.
I've had
one cat.
Yeah,
but some dogs are mousers.
Yeah. All gods.
I had a dog that used to chase them down.
All gods creatures.
Yeah.
They're lovely.
I like mice, too. Yeah, I'm not going to kill a mouse or an ant. I don't like killing ants, either.
I don't want them in my house.
Don't want them in my house.
Yep. You know, if they're outside, that's fine. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. It's House Smarts Radio. We will answer your questions. If we don't know an answer, we'll fake it. 312-981-7200. You can call or text here on 720 WGN. Good morning to you. Wendy Snyder sitting in for Lou Manfredini. House Smarts Radio. It happens every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. here on WGN. 312-981-7200 is the number to call. Jeremy Hogel's here from Mega Pros, Frank Wazalewski from Access, John Betke from Betke Plumbing, and Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. And Katz, dryer sheets, is that what you're using, Frank, for your mice problem?
That's what I use in my shed. Every fall.
815 says I use peppermint oil.
There you go. Smell. It's awesome.
It is. Huh. And 847 says, the only animal I don't welcome in my house is kids.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a really
good one. All right. I spent fall, 815 says, I spent fall catching and releasing mice in my garage. House mice go out when weather gets nice and go to my garage. So far, I have no mice. I put peppermint mice packets in my car and basement. Lou has a product for birth control for mice, so there are no babies. If I see another mouse, I will use this also. So when Lou is back, we have to find out what the birth control for mice is.
It's actually a wise way to go because mice have a short lifespan. So if they're not having babies, then eventually the problem will run itself out.
Is there something for mosquitoes like that?
No.
Oh, that'd be so cool. Mosquito eradication. We got to figure that out. That should be at the top of our list.
Do you get bit a lot by mosquitoes?
I just can't stand them.
But there are some people that they don't bother. I am like a magnet for them.
Same.
But I didn't notice a bad mosquito this past summer.
And I'm not a insect you know,
expert
or anything, but I would assume they have a purpose.
No.
They
do not. Yeah,
to spread bats.
Spread diseases. Yeah, bats, they consume like part of their diet less than 1%. It's literally, there's something called the mosquito fish, and that doesn't even consume. It's like 10% of their diet is mosquitoes, and they're
dragonly
called the mosquito fish. Yeah, we could immediately eradicate them, and it will not change our ecosystem whatsoever.
Perfect.
Mm. Yeah.
Evolve is the brand of mice birth control that Lou has talked about.
Evolve.
Evolve.
Where do we get that at?
Probably Ace.
Probably Ace. We're going to guess Ace. If Lou's bringing it up, it's got to be
And
Helpful Hardware Store.
Mosquitoes. I was at a craft fair and I bought a bat house. It was really cute.
Of course. It had to have been cute.
It was adorable.
Yeah, for you to buy it, it's got to be so cute.
Adorable. Okay. And I'm like, I heard, you know, bats eat mosquitoes.
Yes,
they're very good. And you hang it up in a tree and it has to be like a east facing tree or something. And then I realized that it was above the hammock. And guano is going to be coming all over the place. Yeah. So
which is not cute.
No, and I think the bat house is still sitting in our pantry. I never hung it up.
Well, it's cute.
It is really cute.
You just wanted it in your house.
Why would you put a bat house or a bird house above a hammock?
Well, because that was the only tree in the yard.
Yeah.
And the hammock's not there, so maybe this summer I will try and use the bat house, because it's very cute.
Yeah, why don't we just... Is it mounted somewhere where you could see it in your house?
No.
Oh, let's just put it inside your house where it's just cute.
Yeah, I'll just
and
put
then
it
it's
in
like,
the
yeah.
Basement.
And then maybe put a fake bat in there, like a little stuffed animal
bat.
See what I
have
mean?
A
just
fake
put it
bat.
There, and then it'll be like, because it's so pretty.
See, that's what they do at MegaPros. Yeah. They
solve
handle
problems.
Anything.
Yeah, we solve problems.
Francine, how are you this morning?
Oh, how are you? I'm so glad to speak with you. Every day, I love to hear you all the time.
Thank you.
I'm fine. I have a question. My neighbor's house builds an ice dam over her gutter area, and it goes clearly down. You know how you have the, I don't know if you call them gutters anymore. I'm losing so much of what I knew. That goes down to the bottom. It connects to the
downspout.
Sidewalk,
downspout.
And it goes completely down the downspout. Now, it hasn't happened this year. It has to be, I don't know exactly what the conditions have to be. And it builds a total waterfall that's usually huge. And what happens when it melts, it goes right down into my house.
Oh.
And I've had work done where I've had a new sidewalk put on. I told the guy to put a pipe under there, but he didn't because he kept on coming to me and say, is it raining? Is it raining? And did you get water? And I says, no, but he didn't put the pipe in there. So I kind of lost that battle. But my neighbors also had a rubber roof put on their belt on their house. And I think that's when it started because I could see the water sometimes even in when it's heavy rain in the springtime come over their gutters. Their gutters seem like they're very shallow. So I don't really know what the problem is.
Sometimes oversized gutters or oversized downspouts or a combination of the two will help solve that problem.
See, because they have shallow, their house is an older house, so they have shallow gutters, and they did have a new gutter system put on.
Hmm.
Yeah, but good
you
luck
know, but
telling
but every time
him.
I say something to me, she says, you solve your problem. And then when I had it done, and she came out, and she was complaining to the guy, she didn't want him to do this, and she didn't want him to do that.
Sure.
I didn't, you know what I'm saying?
It's hard to...
Good luck telling your neighbor to
right.
do something.
How
right?
long is the gutter run?
How long is it?
How long is the gutter?
Like
it goes from the top of their
no, no, no. How long? How
into the,
horizontally? How long is the gutter?
Is it the full?
Oh,
length
if I had to say, I'd say maybe it's 12 feet.
Oh, that's not much. So again, an oversized gutter. You know, normal gutters are 5 inch, an oversized gutter 6. It doesn't really cost a whole lot more. And a downspout, if she only has a 2 inch by 3 inch, which is a smaller standard. The 3-inch
yeah.
by 4-inch, which has double the capacity for drainage, would also help. So an oversized gutter, an oversized downspout, you might be able to come real close, if not just 100% solve your issue.
Leave them a
yeah,
note.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen because she's not going to do it. She just had gutters put on, and she didn't tell him any. You know what I'm saying? And she's ruined my total house because everything keeps coming in my house all the time. Heavy rains comes into my house, and everything, and the only thing I could do now is I'm 80 years old. I don't want to really incur a lot of thing. When I got my sidewalk done, I wanted to build a trough down the middle of the gangway so at least the water would be pushed towards the front of the house. And she came out and she was complaining and yelling and she wouldn't let me do it.
Oh, this is terrible, Francine.
Yeah, so there's nothing else I can really do except maybe have a new sidewalk. Or
it's your neighbor, Raise your half of the sidewalk if you can or tilt the sidewalk.
They make like rubber curbs. You could probably put rubber curbs like on your sidewalk edge like just to deter that water from going.
And
she can't stop you. Or like
okay,
even, sandbags, but sandbags are heavy.
Yeah.
No, maybe I can do that. I don't know. Well, no, that's what I used to do in the backyard because she used to get a lot of water in her backyard, too, and it used to come over to my house.
Yeah.
Well, try the rubber ramps or something.
Yeah, there's got to be something that you could put down that's just temporary, that's just stopping that water from making its way over. Yeah. Good luck. Good luck
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, good
okay.
luck,
okay.
Francine.
Okay, thank you.
All right. It's been a bad year for ice dams. Can we talk about that next?
Yeah.
All right. We've got news coming your way from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, and then more of House Smarts Radio with your phone calls, 312-981-7200. A little CCR this morning. Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini. It's House Smarts Radio. We're here till 10. 312-981-7200. Michael Houston is here from Lindholm Roofing. John Betke from Betke Plumbing. Frank Wasilewski from Access. And Jeremy Hogel, Mega Pros. And I'm thinking about Francine, who called earlier about water dripping. A texter, 224, says, contact the city. Can't fix yours and damage my property. Doesn't she have any recourse to contact her local village saying, you know, my neighbors are, their water is destroying my property?
Sure. And then it involves lawyers and time and, you know, come
potentially
out here and prove it. And,
The city could just simply say to the other homeowner, hey, fix it. You're, do something. Here's a couple ideas. Or, you know, I don't know. It's, you would think that
I don't live in Chicago, so I don't know what the experience and response rate is on city officials.
I know in the suburbs.
Yeah, I mean, Francine,
I know what it's like to get a permit
listening
in Chicago, and that takes a while.
That's a good alderman question. Talk
there
to your alderman.
There you go. Good advice.
I like it.
Well, Francine, if you're still listening, you know, try and notify the village. Or I didn't remember if she was from
Chicago. I thought
she said
Chicago. She did.
She's
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Robert has called us, 312-981-7200. Welcome, Robert.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I have a baseboard heater issue in my condominium, Forest Park. I just had new baseboard heaters installed just Friday. The other ones were Honeywell. They were 50 years old. However, I'm not getting them to turn up the temperature. I have to run them at 80 degrees to get anything with my Honeywell thermostat. And I went internet, it says something to the effect, you have to hear a click. And I have the same system in the bedroom. I hear the click. I'm not hearing the click. That tells me something is wrong. Can you give me some information?
Are they electric?
Yes, electric baseboard heaters.
Yeah. And the person, who installed them?
United Heating and Air Conditioning. And do you have any information? Is that a reputable company?
I wouldn't say yes or no, but I would assume to call them back and say, hey, I'm having this issue. Did you try that?
Well, we just put them in Friday. I'm going to call them back. I want to give it a couple days. See what transpired. I'm calling them Monday. I'm sure they're going to be responsive.
Yeah, the basics of electric heat like that is it's all based on the amount of voltage coming into it. So if there's a pinched line or maybe even the wrong size wire was used to, you know, hook up that new baseboard heater, it can cause, you can have a problem where it's just not getting enough electricity to get up to full heat. So I would absolutely go back to the installing company.
Or the thermostat is faulty.
That's possible as well. Mm-hmm.
Of course. Yeah, if you just had them done on Friday.
Yeah, Robert, if you just had them done on Friday, certainly go back to the company that installed them.
Any reputable company is going to come out and take a look at their product that's not working or not working well.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, good luck.
Where's Lou today? He's on the lake or something?
Yeah, ice skating on the lake. Yeah, he is on vacation today. He'll be back next Saturday, okay?
One more quick question. You guys are usually on a Saturday, man. I turn it on. I heard you guys come on today. You know, I thought I had, I lost the day, you know?
No, it is Saturday, Robert. You did lose a day.
Mm.
My week's been a day off, too.
And you'll hear Jeremy and I a little later on Home Sweet Home Chicago for
all day long, whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Go Bears. You going to watch the Bears game tomorrow, Robert?
Absolutely.
Great. It's so exciting. We all come together for our Chicago Bears. Now we say they're ours. I'm driving the bandwagon now. You want to jump on? Yep, you can.
I do a lot of parades. With my municipal, contacts. So
yeah,
we want to drive through. You know, and have a victory parade.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Love it.
All right. Well, I'm feeling lucky, aren't you?
Yes, but I'm lighting some candles as well.
It's good. It's good.
Good for
Don't
you.
Don't take anything.
All right, Robert. Lou will be back next Saturday, and call that company, and hopefully you get the baseboard heaters working, okay?
No. We will. You know, it's going to happen, you know.
All right, cool. Thank you so much for calling and for listening. We're going to take a quick break and be back with your calls, 312-981-7200. It's House Smarts Radio. Lou is not here today. I'm Wendy Snyder, and it's 720 WGN. And good morning to you. Wendy Snyder sitting in for Lou Manfredini this week on House Smarts Radio. We have Jeremy Hogel here from MegaPros, Frank Wazalewski from Access, John Betke from Betke Plumbing, and Michael Houston is here, Lindholm Roofing. Any questions at all? We've got you covered, 312-981-7200. Jerry has called us. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. What's going
on? Okay, great. Well, I mean, this is a blessing. I've been listening to Lou for, I think, almost 30 years, if that's possible. But having all these experts in your roundtable, I finally have a grown-up son who's going to buy his first house.
Yay!
And I've had six houses in Chicago. I was born in on the south side, and I lived in Skokie for 40 years. So I know a lot about houses, but after listening to your program, I know nothing. Everything's changed. It's like I'm almost helpless. Anyway, if your panel could just give me some hints on that I could offer my son, first one on roofing. What's the best type of roof to get for a, like, you know, four bedroom, you know, two floor? It'll be a Mount Prospect.
Michael,
best type of roofing
material?
Yeah, I mean, I've used asphalt, I've used fiberglass. What's the best type?
Is it a flat roof, sir?
No, it's a V shape.
All right, so obviously all shingles now are fiberglass.
Oh, they are.
Yes, there's other products out there, synthetic,
that are more expensive.
That are more expensive, synthetics and slates, if the structure can hold the weight load. But all shingles now are synthetic.
Do you have a preferred brand?
CertainTeed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good one. Been around for over 100 years.
Over 100 years, good product, good service, good warranty.
Jerry,
CertainTeed?
CertainTeed.
CertainTeed. Yeah.
T-E-E-D. Thank you so much. I'll have him contact them.
And congratulations.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Any other house product questions?
How about AC or, you know, heating? Is there a brand that you guys recommend that performs a little better and has the type of quality like Trane or one of those I could recommend to him?
I can speak from a different point of view. I don't do the HVAC, but I do accessibility lifts and that. Almost every manufacturer that's out there is under some kind of FDA or UL type of listing. So their products are all, for the most part, pretty good. A lot of it's going to boil down to how they're installed.
100%.
You know, and how they're
really?
Taken care of. Yeah, how they're installed and how they're taken care of. So my biggest suggestion for you, Jerry, with your son buying this house is make sure you find yourself a really, really, really good home inspector. And if you don't know who to call, I would reach out to either David Hochberg or Sarah Leonard, who are in that real estate field all the time, and they may have a good recommendation for you.
Writing it down.
Yeah, you absolutely want a good home inspector because your questions are really good. The roof needs to be looked at. The HVAC needs to be looked at. There's also plumbing that you want looked at. A real good home inspector is going to back up your son and be looking out for him as the purchaser.
That's what I want. I mean, I've made many mistakes in my life that I had to repair or fix. And I just thought when I was listening to Lou today and I had your great panel on, I was thinking, boy, here's a real chance for me to maybe give him some good recommendations and maybe he can avoid some of the problems that, you know, I've avoided over the years.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about insulation. Is there a recommended insulation? I used to use, you know, fiberglass and bats and...
That's still out there.
Yeah.
I mean, again, same thing. If it's new construction, that's different. Is it? This is, he's looking at purchasing a new home or building a home?
Yes, he's having the home built.
He's having a home built. Got it. So same thing. It would, I mean, closed cellulose is actually one of the coolest things for new construction. It's easy. That's the only time you should really do it. It is more money, though.
Okay. I think he's done pretty well.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean, that's a common new construction building trend is a closed cellulose insulation.
And it works really well.
Yes, it does.
Cellulose.
Yep, closed cellulose.
Now, am I right in telling him on plumbing, always do copper?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, right. 100%.
Yeah. Not PEX.
You're such a sweet dad, Jerry. No. You really are.
Copper's going to have way more longevity.
I had a couple of bad ones in my life, but I got a chance to have a good one, and I think I humbly hit it out of the park with this kid.
That's why I have dad. Five kids, because one of them might be...
Okay. One of them's going to like it. Yeah,
that's enough, you guys.
Okay,
got it.
Okay, the other question I had was about a sump pump. I always... put in the 1 horsepower. I wanted more horsepower. Is that the smart thing to do or not?
Well, so you had a Tramco? If you had a 1 horsepower?
I had a Z. It has a Z.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that. Is it a pedestal pump?
A sump pump, yeah.
Yeah, but is it a pedestal or a submersible?
Submersible.
Okay. Your longest... longevity is going to be a pedestal pump because the motor sits out of the water. They're going to last 30, 40 years. And that would be like a Tramco brand, something like that.
Helpful.
Probably easier to work on.
I'm looking like a genius with that.
Well, that's why we're here, Jerry. Make you look good.
I'll tell you what. I just have one more question for you. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I've gone through so many appliances in all the homes I've owned. And you... guys know anything about reliability or longevity? I mean, I used to use Sears and Roebuck, and they were fantastic, you know. But now you've got what's that one with the 3 letters in Glenview?
ABT.
Apt. They're great. Apt.
Oh, they're amazing.
Yeah. Everything I've done with Apt has been fantastic. Would you guys say stick with Apt on a
yes,
100%.
It's very reliable.
I don't think there's one very person reliable here that would say no to that.
Yeah,
right?
And they really will help you decide what works best for you.
Yeah,
they'll
yeah.
explain things. I highly recommend we all do.
And they stand behind their products.
Yep.
There you go, Jerry. You got all 5 of us agree on something. That's an accomplishment.
All right. Well, I won't take up any more of your time. It's really been quite a trip for me. I'm 81 right now.
Oh, God bless you.
And I still work out every day because I want to see my son get a baby.
Awesome.
Oh, there you go.
You
like
are
it.
So sweet.
Good job, buddy.
All right, Jerry.
That's
best of luck
to you.
God
bless you all.
Yep.
God bless you all.
Oh,
okay.
Bye. He is so sweet. I am curious about what Barbara wants to speak about today. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Hello. I'm Wendy. I'm looking for David on your panel, on your wonderful panel. I had a mortgage question, sort of, and he didn't show up today. What's going on?
He's on at 10.
He's on at 10. We're just here early. Or you're up earlier than normal.
No, earlier. No, this isn't Friday. What is this?
Okay.
Saturday.
See,
Saturday.
This is what's happening to listeners. And Barbara, I will explain this to you. You hear these people and you think you're listening to David Hochberg, but you...
I know.
No, he's coming in at 10 and Frank Wazalewski and Jeremy Hogel will be staying. So they're going to do a double shift today.
I'm too confused. I'm still messed up from Thanksgiving. Something happened with Thursday this year. Ever since a Thursday mess up, I never know if it's Thursday, Friday, or weekend.
It is 2026, just letting you know.
I know.
Okay.
I can't believe it.
There we go.
Well, thank God for you to keep me sane. God bless you, girls and boys.
All right, Barbara. We'll tell David to expect your call after 10. Home sweet home, Chicago. Michael Houston, we were talking on and off the air about ice dams. I thought this was a really bad year for ice dams because the weather was fluctuating so much.
This season hasn't been the worst, but we did have a nice big 8-9 inch snowstorm that did cause a lot of ice dams on a lot of roofs. And when ice dams happen, sometimes water gets in the house, but with today's products that are on roofs, especially newer ones, Ice Shield will help protect, but nothing is 100%. If you take your house with a perfectly good roof and put it in a bucket of water, it's going to leak. And that's what ice does, or that's what ice damming does when the ice forms at the bottom and the snow and ice on the roof melt due to heat loss. It comes down in the form of water, comes in contact with the ice, goes sideways first, and finally works its way in.
It finds a way in.
That's the best explanation I've ever heard. Nice
Thank
job.
You.
Yeah.
He's a professional.
I know, right?
That's what he does. Yeah.
And we have more questions, more roofing questions. In fact, let's just do it. I don't know if we're going to have enough time, but while we're talking roofing, Marty's calling from Glenview. Hi, Marty.
Hey, Wendy, how are you?
Good. You have a roofing question?
Yeah, I actually, you got Lindholm there, and they actually put two roofs on two of my houses in Glenview just about a year ago last spring. And my main house, I went from asphalt, or excuse me, I went from cedar shake to traditional asphalt. And I'm just curious because the house just seems colder than it normally was. And I've been in the house over 30 years. Could going from cedar shake to asphalt actually have an R factor, a reduction in R factor?
I don't think that cedar shake, especially the way it's installed with the gaps in between and all that, has any, if any at all, R factor. Just like an asphalt shingle roof has little or no R factor. Maybe we changed your ventilation system a bit.
You did.
Okay,
it went from the normal, you know, the square vents to a ridge vent.
It might have something to do with that. Maybe we should come back and take a look and see if things are done correctly in terms of the insulation and the intake ventilation, rather than just looking at the roof and the change from cedar to asphalt, because I don't think that has anything to do with cold and hot. I don't think a roof has very much R value at all.
And taking a look at the insulation, there is no attic in the house. All ceilings are all the way up to the trusses, and so you can't get in there at all. And inside, the house is got pine panel ceilings, then plywood, then R30 insulation. So taking a look at it, because it sure looks like it's done right. I mean, you guys did a really great job.
Thank you.
It was just noticeably different in the house. And, you know, more so my wife than me. I just put another flannel shirt on.
So. Happy wife. Happy life. Marty, should we take Marty's number?
Did.
Oh, okay. Marty,
I wrote it down.
Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing will give you a call. We have to break for news, okay?
All right. Take care.
All right.
Thanks, Marty.
Thank you so much. We're going to break for news, and then 312-981-7200. More of your questions here on House Smarts Radio 720 WGN. Yep, you got to roll with it. Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini. He is out today. He'll be back next Saturday, but we're still doing House Smarts Radio with a panel of experts. Michael Houston, Lindholm Roofing, John Betke from Betke Plumbing, Frank Wazalewski from Access, and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros. Couple of texts. This is from 847. Hi, that sweet, sweet, sun-loving man who called in made me cry. I'm still a mess. He was so loving and concerned for his son's new home. His 81 years of well-lived life is what shows to others. I just want to give him a hug. I got to go find more Kleenex now.
Love it.
That was sweet. And 847, roofs do have R factor. Wendy, tell the boys to Google it, FYI.
They do.
Everything
it's,
does.
It's negligible. Drywall does. Plywood does. What was your comment? A sheet of paper?
Yeah.
A sheet of paper has an R factor.
Anything that has a thickness is going to have an R factor to some extent.
But I don't even know what an R factor is.
It is negligible.
Yeah.
It's.
The question was whether or not switching from a wood shake shingle, which is thicker than a fiberglass asphalt shingle, or fiberglass shingle,
right.
which one's going to make a difference? And would it make that much of an impact? And we're saying, no way.
No.
Right? It's so insignificant, the difference between them, that it could be the ventilation that
it
was
done. It could be the ventilation system.
That you're moving air better, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I understand now. Eric has called us this morning, 312-981-7200. Good morning, Eric.
Morning, Wendy. Morning, morning, and all.
What's your question today?
Yeah. I got a house, and it is, like all the houses on the block are, most of them are flat. That is, they're not sitting on hills or anything. But the last couple of houses on the block are all on small rises, like a 3 to 5 feet high. And in the front of the house, there's a hill, a very small drop. It's a hill. It drops about 3 feet onto the lawn and then to the street. Now, over time, this hill has sort of gotten lower and flat, and it's sort of flattened out and encroaching on the lawn. And there's a lot of big shrubs on it, a lot of big evergreens. And over time, the main roots have become exposed. So I have been putting a lot of dirt on top of the hill, trying to bring it back to life. But, you know, that's a lot of energy in the last, it's been a busy 5 years. So what do I do now? How do I get this thing? What do I do to a hill to make it stable and bring it back from like where it is now back up to its 3 or 3 foot or 4 foot level?
What do you, come on,
order
guys.
Order some soil and get a dump truck. You're going to need a lot
wall.
Of it.
A retaining wall.
Retaining wall, some landscaping. Yeah.
Retaining wall is the best way to go to just keep that erosion from occurring again in the future.
Well, I built one. The house actually had a retaining wall on one side, and I made my own on the other side that is perpendicular to the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where the erosion's happening is towards the front, gradually spilling the dirt onto the lawn. So I can't like build a retaining wall in front of my house.
Well,
don't
say can't.
Anyway, that would
there
be really
we go.
Ugly.
Yeah. You could do anything. There's no way to stop that, right? That's Mother Nature and gravity.
Yeah, at some point. So you have your high point and you have your low point, and if your retaining wall's at the low point to say keep it from going in the street, that dirt's always going to travel down. Always.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do. Snow and rain will always carry it.
But in that case, now whoever built the hill, whoever built the hill when they built the house, I guess, put a lot of flat natural stones and then more dirt and then natural stones and more dirt. And over time, of course, the stones have been exposed and moved around and stuff. Is that what people do as a base before they put dirt in a hill?
Eric, we may have some help for you, and I love this so much, listeners helping listeners. We have John on the line, who's a licensed home inspector who thinks he can help. So let's say hi to John. Hi, John.
Good morning, Winnie. Love you guys. Love the show.
Thank you. You can help Eric out a little bit, you think?
Yes. I'm a licensed home inspector. I live actually here in Oak Lawn. I've been doing it for about 12 years. And I would love to offer my services to him.
Well, how can he help with the soil coming down? You have some ideas for him?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the gentleman that you were talking to earlier about buying your son's first house.
Yeah, he's looking at 81. Yeah, wrong one.
You can definitely help with that. So we'll definitely call you for that one.
Yeah, we can share your number with him with your permission.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do that, John. I'm sorry. Eric, that
not
was...
not a problem at all.
Okay.
We almost tried to help out.
That's no, right. That's yeah. okay. All right, Eric, we have no help for you.
Yeah.
I have an idea, and it's probably really stupid, but I'm going to throw it out there. Could you put some kind of, like, plant or, like, hosta or something that would slow it down?
And you have to get together with a landscaper. There's mesh you can put in the dirt. There's certain rocks that you can put in the dirt.
Yeah.
And to answer Eric's question, yes, rock is almost always used as a base, primarily for drainage. Underneath any kind of dirt.
Eric, are you adding to any of the drainage issues? Like, do you have a downspout that's running through that hill that's, like, exasperating this issue, or no?
Well, what I did was I So I had a downspout.
Okay.
I did think it was exasperating, whatever.
I gotcha.
And exacerbating. So yeah. I ended up putting a tube, had someone attach a tube to the downspout so that it runs down the hill and it's past where the hill is eroding.
Okay. So it sounds like you did everything the right way besides you're fighting nature.
Mm.
Put chicken wire under the soil and rocks. I mean, that really would slow it down.
Yeah, I mean, if you go out west and in the mountains, you'll see that they have those mesh that goes over the rocks to keep it from, you know, traveling down and stuff and onto the roads. It's a similar concept. I would contact a landscaper.
But they should be able to help you out.
They would definitely be able to help.
There's your answer, Eric.
Yeah, one real quick thing. I did plant a bunch of hostas on top of it, and they grow back every year. And the root system's going to hold the dirt. It won't fight gravity after 40 years.
Yeah, good point. All right.
Neither will we.
Okay. That's why they make Botox. I don't know. That's really just for wrinkles.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Thank you so much, Eric. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
All right. And let's talk to Lou is calling, not Lou Manfredini. Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Wendy?
I'm good. You got a question there, partner?
Yes, you're great. Just letting you know you're great.
Oh, thank you.
I got my mom's condo. I take care of her, and I went in her shower, one of her bathrooms that nobody ever uses, a tub or the shower in there. And I said, well, let me clean this out. And I went to turn the water, and I got nothing.
No water came out?
Knob. No water.
Does water come out of any other faucet? Does the toilet work in that bathroom?
Everything else, everything else works.
It's got to be the valve.
I was going to say it's going to be the valve inside of the mixer. So you got
sediment.
Yeah.
Guys, we got a plumber right next to us.
You guys got it.
But let the roofer and elevator guy fix this plumbing problem.
No, it's just seized up. Lack of use, needs some service.
That's going to happen, right?
Yeah, it's going to happen.
It's seized up, like it rusted shut
kind of thing?
Yeah,
there's check valves in there, and if it's sitting closed long enough, it's going to stick.
Yeah, Lou.
Lou, any idea how long that shower's not been used?
Quite a while, maybe a year.
Maybe a year, okay.
Could be.
That would be it. Do you need that shower to work? Does your mom need that shower to work?
Well, she's 91. I mean, she ain't going to be around forever.
So if you sell the house.
I'm trying to get her to move in with me. But then I got to get the stair lift and everything else.
Well, we got the stair lift guy here.
We got Wazalewski from Access.
Yeah, he's right here. He's right next to me.
Right, but that diamond valve, can I fix that myself? Because I had one in my house that was leaking at the bottom, so I had a plumber come in and replace it. It cost me quite a bit.
Yeah, you can try it yourself. As long as you got a shut off for the house and it's safe, you know, just make sure you can shut the water off before you start working on it.
Yeah, just pop that top off and unscrew it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Give it a try. That's what I always do at home. I try things, and then when I mess it up, I call the professionals.
But this one here,
flood the whole house.
If you mess it up, do not turn the water back on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Call a plumber right away if you mess it up.
And that's great of you taking care of your mom, Lou. You're a good son.
Somebody's got to do it. she's a handful.
Good.
I'm sure you were in diapers.
Yeah, right.
It's coming full circle.
They used to knock us around pretty good in the old days. I tell her now I can send her to jail. No statute of limitations.
We're just a bunch of softies now. I get it.
Come on. All right, Lou. Well, good luck, okay? Hope you can do it yourself.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. I do that at home. I try things. I usually succeed.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, sometimes you just... can Google and
you gotta do it. Yeah, the Google machine does work well.
YouTube.
It really does. Yeah. YouTube. Now you have AI that basically does it for you. No, they don't. It's not true. Don't do that.
Yes.
AI does not do it for you.
No.
Yeah.
But
I do,
you know, you can Google things and YouTube. It's pretty awesome.
As long as you're handy and common sense prevails, works out.
Get it done.
Yeah. I like doing it. All right, we're going to take another quick break, and then more of your calls and texts, 312-981-7200. It's House Smarts Radio. Lou's on vacation. I'm Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. Good morning. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Lou Manfredini. It's House Smarts Radio. You can call or text us at 312-981-7200. We have a panel of experts because I love this joke. How many people does it take to replace Lou Manfredini? Today, four. Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, John Betke from Betke Plumbing, Frank Wazalewski from Access, and Jeremy Hogel, Mega Pros Jer.
Well, when do you count?
I guess.
Yeah,
I,
you're house knowledgeable.
I am.
Yeah, you're handy. You were just talking about changing a faucet. That's yeah. what this show's all about.
It is fun to try things, and usually I succeed. Yeah. Jeanette has called us. Hi, Jeanette. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. And I almost forgot why I called. I'm glad I wrote it down.
All right, good.
But I do know that today's Saturday.
Awesome.
Good.
Winning.
When you're retired, it doesn't make any difference what day it is.
What year is
anyway.
It? What year is it, Jeanette?
2026.
Amazing.
Very good.
You're incredible.
I wrote that down, too.
Awesome. I love you. It's great.
Okay, now, I've lived in this house for 5 years, and we're finally getting around to finishing the basement. Did all the walls, the contractor, and all those guys were in. We're down to, what are we going to do on the floor? Okay, I got 1,000 square feet in this big room. Cannot afford to do the vinyl flooring or any of that. So we are going to paint.
Yeah.
And we've got expansion cracks from wall to wall to wall to wall. And some of them are pretty big. And we had some down the hallway that we already painted. And what the painter used to fill in the cracks didn't turn out smooth. What we need is something that will lay down smooth, stay smooth, and be sort of pliable. Wouldn't it be some movement in the basement floor? But just to fill it in. So we're going to paint, and there'll be two coats of concrete paint on top.
Yeah, I get it.
And then I'll put some throw rugs down, too. But we got to fill in the cracks that don't show.
You mentioned the painter that did fill in some of the cracks. It didn't work. Do you know what he did? Did he just caulk it and then painted it and then just... Is the goal to completely hide the crack, like 100%?
Not 100%. I know we're not going to do that. I just want to get them filled in. So what I do now is when I sweep the floor, I put all the dust in down the crack. But I just want... Wendy, I learned that from you.
No! If you did, that's genius. But
Wendy did smile. So maybe you did learn it from her.
It's just funny.
Exactly.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, they make a product.
I know that we're not
going
to hide them completely, but I just want them to look smooth. And what he used before down the hallway was something that it was like a cement that he put in, and then he had to chip it even. But it doesn't look good. And I know he's going to pull it out, dig it out, and do it over. But I told him that I would try to find another solution.
So this is Lou's show, so I'm sure there's like an amazing product, and I'm not Lou at all.
I got it for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
I got it, too.
Let's hear it, guys.
You want to use Quikrete self-leveling concrete. It's a floor resurfacer that you would pour, and it just kind of rolls itself out. And fills in the cracks.
Say it again, really slow. I got to write it down.
Yep. Quikrete.
Got it.
Like concrete.
Self-leveling. Yeah, self-leveling floor resurfacer. And it is available at Ace Hardware.
But does she have to do the whole floor?
No,
then?
Not at all.
No.
Just that area?
You just do it in
an
area. And let's just say you have a corner that was dipping down. You can just pour it in that area, and it will all, roll out and level itself out, harden up, and then you can put floor over it, paint it, do whatever you want.
Ace Hardware carries these products.
Okay. Yeah, we're painting. So this has to sit and cure
overnight or something like that, too?
Oh, it's not even an overnight, to generally. Be honest. I mean, Jeremy's nodding his head, and he's right. I mean, you should, if you're going to paint, I would wait overnight. But in general, it dries to the point that you could touch it within an hour or two.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Quick Creek self-leveling floor. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. It was...
Happy 2026, Jeanette.
Yeah, and I've been listening for so long. The person with the mice.
Yeah.
I have a cat, and I had mice.
Yeah. And oh, you have a cat.
He had a lot of fun.
And you still had mice, though. He had a lot of fun. Yeah.
That's not fun.
He would catch them and bring them to me.
Dead?
Yeah.
That's what you could fill your cracks up with.
Dead mice.
What do you do when a cat brings you a dead mouse? Don't you scream?
No, you say thank you because they're very proud of what they did.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, he brought a mouse and put it in the bedroom floor and sat up on the bed and smiled at me. Look what I did for you, Mommy.
Jeanette, that's where the term eek a mouse came from, when your cat gives it to you.
I just said, thank you, dear, and I put it outside. Well, anyway. But the mice don't care if there's a mouse. Okay. I mean, the
cat.
Yeah. The cat doesn't care if there's a mouse. Whatever. Have fun today. Bye-bye.
Bye. Did you have some mimosas for breakfast?
That's...
I learned that from you.
That you did. Yeah. All right.
Wendy,
thank you,
Jeanette.
God, is she fun?
Yeah, she is fun.
All right. We are approaching the final hour of House Smarts Radio. We have news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And David Hochberg should be coming around here fairly soon.
Yeah, he usually gets here a little early.
Yeah.
So I think they skipped breakfast today, so he should probably be here.
Yeah, somebody texted and wanted to know how you guys are going to get breakfast since you're doing a double shift.
Well, I'm usually late for breakfast, and they make fun of me for that, so I wasn't going to get any breakfast anyway. And then, do you ever get breakfast anymore, Frank?
Yeah,
I do.
I do go meet David for breakfast.
I think we're going to do our own breakfast.
I
Why not?
We
yeah, we could DoorDash breakfast to us.
Yeah, you could. There's a vending machine.
But I actually brought breakfast.
Oh, that's okay.
We're going to be here.
You didn't bring me breakfast?
I'll share it with you.
Yeah, I get breakfast with David, and when he's not going to make it, I'll park over there and go myself.
Okay.
Yeah, because
yeah,
when I fill in for him, no one told me anything about breakfast.
We get that. Plus, you gotta host breakfast then.
I have to pay?
Yeah.
No, not happening.
I would pay for you. I'll pay your breakfast.
Thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate it. All right, we have our final hour. We will continue House Smarts Radio next, 720 WGN. Good morning to you. Our final hour of House Smarts Radio today. It's Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini. He will be back next Saturday. 312-981-7200, and we have a panel of experts filling in for Lou as well. Michael Houston's here, Lindholm Roofing, Frank Wazalewski from Access, Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros, and John Betke of Betke Plumbing, and we also have Diane who has called us. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. First, thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, welcome.
But I learned so much from the show, and while I miss Lou, Wendy, longtime fan.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that, Diane. I miss Lou, too. I like listening to him on Saturday mornings.
You learn a lot.
Yeah. So what do you have for us? Do you have a plumbing question?
I do. I had a new water heater put in September, and because I work all day, they said turn on all the taps for about 45 minutes. Well, that wasn't possible, so the water ran for, I don't know, 6 hours.
Why did they tell you to turn that on?
All the taps?
Yeah.
They said to get the air out of the pipes.
Well, you do that, but why wouldn't they do that?
Because they left, and I went to work.
Oh. All right, that's weird to begin with.
Okay.
Then the next water bill was $600.
Oh, my good Lord.
Well, and I thought, all right, so everything running all day, okay. The next water bill was $886.
Okay, there's a different problem. That's not the water heater. Yeah.
I had a plumber in. We walked the whole house. He changed the I think it's called a ball cock in the toilet,
mm-hmm.
which didn't seem like it would have accumulated that much, and then changed something in the wall behind the shower, and the whole thing, the whole interaction took about 2 hours. So that, all right, got that cured. The next water bill was $610.
Okay, you need a more thorough plumber. So he should be dye testing all the toilets. You've got a water meter. Obviously, you're getting charged. So
right.
It's not that hard to find where that water's going.
Right.
So dye testing, sorry.
I got a question. What was your water bill before you did this?
Before
you changed this water heater. Yeah, before September.
The max, it ran from like $70, and then once in a while it would be like $200. And that's been for the past 4 years.
Which seems reasonable, but
yeah.
If what can occur in putting in a hot water heater to cause this problem?
Specifically on the water heater, if the relief valve's defective and it's piped into the floor drain, that could be literally running.
Oh.
But you're going to see
it's
that.
It's not piped into the floor drain.
Okay.
The floor drain, the basement, the house is 2,200 square feet, and the basement is halfway through the house, and then the water heater is against the north wall. So I think I could tell if it was running, right?
Mm-hmm. You'd probably hear it. What did he change in the wall? Was it a trap primer?
No. Give me a couple more suggestions.
Well, that's why I'm asking, because I don't know what would be leaking behind the wall that would
say other cool plumbing words, John.
Silcock.
Yeah. Silcock, but yeah, that's not it. Yeah.
Water measuring device.
Yeah.
There's obviously a leak here somewhere.
Right.
And
it can be found. Where's your water meter? Is it in the house or is it in the parkway?
It's the water meter is in the house on the east wall.
Okay, it's going to be easy to find the leak. You just need a better plumber to come in and take a look at it.
Diane, where are you located? Where do you live? What city?
Rockford.
John, do you go to Rockford?
We don't go to Rockford.
Okay.
But there's good plumbers in Rockford.
If you're okay with it, I know Center Guard Plumbing does go to Rockford. Did Center Guard replace your water heater or no?
No.
I didn't think so.
A small...
That's okay. We don't need to know their name.
But then the licensed plumber that I had come through, the guy who replaced the water heater was a licensed plumber.
Sure.
But the plumber that I had walk through the house and change things, et cetera, licensed plumber, well-known in Rockford, highly rated, so...
Yeah, but your water pump. Yeah, something's not right. So if you couldn't figure that out,
can she call that well-known plumber back and say it's something's still leaking?
I am going to. Okay, but I wanted to have some ammunition, right? Not ammunition, but I wanted to have some sense of what I was going to ask them.
It shouldn't be that hard. They'll know if they stopped it because the water meter won't be spinning. Right now, it's got to be spinning.
And that's the thing. It was spinning when they came, but after they left, I checked it again because I was going to take readings every night, and it had stopped spinning. It just seemed to be moving normally. I began to wonder if it was a faulty meter.
That could be, too.
That's possible, too. I would not stop.
I would totally argue that out.
Yeah.
Have the city out to check.
Yeah, have the village come out and check your meter. Just say you think there's an issue because you've had plumbing work done and it seems to not be working.
Well, they sent me a form called, I think, catastrophic, blah, blah, blah. And it asked for whether I'd had a licensed plumber and who it was. Yeah. So I assume... They're saying that they would give a partial refund if
they might not
refund,
but if you can show them that invoice, let them know you had a licensed professional check it. They will probably come in and change the meter for you.
That's
probably the next best step.
Maybe even do their own check of sorts.
Yeah.
Right.
Right now they're being accused and could be held liable. So you're right. They might do their own check.
I just to offset any questions, I live here by myself. I do laundry once a week.
I take showers like four times a week.
Yeah, your bill should not be that much.
This is something wrong.
Yeah,
I think.
Something wrong. Okay. Yes,
okay.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. Well, and the only good news right now, sorry about your plumbing issues, but we're going to set you up with your choice of a Mr. Floor cleaning product.
There you go.
And wood floor, cabinetry, countertop, tile, natural stone, or vinyl floor. Mr. Floor's products have been cleaning up Chicagoland for over 35 years. You can get 20% off MrFloor.com with promo code HouseSmarts, but we'll take care of you today. And, hopefully your plumbing issues are solved, Diane.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. An $800 water bill.
Wow, that's crazy.
Six and 800. That's
way too crazy. Much. Yeah. All right. Hold your thoughts, everyone. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break and continue with your phone calls and your texts on House Smarts Radio, 720 WGN. All right, we're back. David Hochberg is in the house. Home Sweet Home Chicago will be happening at 10 a.m. this morning. And joining two of the four people that are joining David today, Jeremy Hogel from Mega Pros. You're doing a double shift along with Frank Wazalewski from Access. Wow,
yeah.
It's going to be a long
day.
Yeah,
a lot of us today.
A lot of us.
Yeah, a lot of
That's
us today.
Okay. It's good for Chicago to have a lot of us.
I guess so. I guess so.
We'll Michael see. Houston is not staying. He's from Lindholm Roofing, nor is John Betke of Betke Plumbing. 312-981-7200. Another plumbing question. It's like once the floodgates open, so to speak. Hi, Stephanie.
Yes, good morning.
Good
Hi,
morning.
My name is Stephanie. Hi, how are you today?
We're great. What's your question?
Okay. My question is that I have a Moen shower faucet in my shower that's the pull kind, the pull-out one that turns the water on and off, and it's leaking, and we want to have it repaired. We know that there's a cartridge that fits in that faucet to replace it, and I was wondering...
Oh, I am so sick of these phones today.
What'd you do? Nab it.
That's could. Probably the 1225 if she's looking for a monitor.
Wow. Yeah. Like you know it.
1225.
It's like you're a plumber.
The in and outs.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay.
I know nothing about cartridges.
It's a 1225 there, bud. Okay. I like that.
That's it.
Okay.
So does every shower head have a cartridge?
Every shower faucet has a cartridge.
Yeah.
Or
it does?
A valve body. Yeah.
All right, she's back.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. Go ahead, Stephanie.
So I was just wondering if we have never replaced it before, so we were wondering how much, do you feel it would cost to have a repairman replace it?
Well, I can't speak to what your plumber might cost, but that might even be something that you guys could try. Some faucets even have integral shutoff, so you pull the cover plate off. There's a shutoff hot. And a shut off on the cold, or you can shut the house off and you could even try it yourself. The cartridge in Moen, a lot of people don't know this. If you call Moen, they'll send you that cartridge for free. They warranty
what?
Their cartridges for life.
Did you hear that?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe that. That's wonderful.
Now, they
actually.
Don't change it for you,
right.
but
sure.
they'll send you the cartridge.
No. They'll send us the part. Mm-hmm. So you can't speak to what the fee would be. Okay.
There's a valve puller tool that you can buy, correct?
Mm-hmm.
John,
it's a real easy, simple tool to use.
John, what would your company maybe charge for that? Just so staff could get an idea on costs.
It would probably be $300-$400.
Okay. So, Stephanie, do you think it's worth it for you to do it yourself for a couple $300 or...
Yeah, I might consider getting the part myself and seeing if I could find someone to repair it.
Okay.
I was just curious because we never replaced it before.
Sure.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great new year. Take care.
You too.
And
you
thank
too.
You.
Get in touch with Moen for your free cartridge.
I sure will. I'm going to reach out to them on Monday. Thank you so much.
Excellent. I didn't even know you're supposed to change cartridges.
It depends on your water quality, right?
Yeah,
I would say that's your... biggest thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, being a, well, I was going to say blonde, but I'm more gray now.
You're a gorgeous blonde.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. Just gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah.
we have hard water and, you know, sometimes I pay a lot of money to get my hair colored and then it gets really brassy. They make filters that you can put on your, I know the whole house one, but they also make some that you put on a shower head. Mm-hmm. Do those matter at all?
You're better off with a whole house filter.
Okay.
Yeah. The ones on a shower head, they're so small, the lifespan on them is...
A few months?
At best.
All right, I'll stick with the purple shampoo. That's the way
sure.
to do it.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Janine. Hi, Janine.
Hey, everyone. Good to talk to you.
You as well. What's going on with you?
All right, so a couple questions. My husband and I had our cabinets in the kitchen refaced. So we got new doors on the cabinets, and everything else is existing. But it's been about 4 years, and I see chips mostly on the doors we use the most. How can we, like, touch those up?
Are they painted door fronts or are they stained door fronts?
They were sprayed. The person they were sprayed. We had to do it sprayed them.
Did you select the color?
Yes.
So do you know, like, is it a Sherwin-Williams Benjamin Moore color where you could just touch them up with a...
Yep.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but could yeah. I use, like, sorry, could I use, like, a little paintbrush? Like, how would you do it?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I mean, I'd get a little paintbrush and a little roller.
Or a little spongy thing. Would that work or no?
You could try that. The issue is going to be, how big are the paint chips?
Little, like, you know, literally. But there's becoming more and more of them.
Yeah, well, that's just going to happen, you know?
Okay.
You could use a nail polish brush. Like, that's as tiny as tiny gets,
ooh.
You know?
Okay.
The thing is that when it comes to brushes versus spray, you see the lines. So they make a really, really tiny roller, like a very, very fine roller, like picture like a...
Like for a Barbie doll?
No.
Not quite that small.
Yeah, like micro roller that's like a quarter inch nap. So something that's a smaller nap, tight, and then... I would hit it with that little nail polish, you know, just
that's a good idea.
Hit it there, and that might just work because they're small enough. The bigger the chips, the problem is that it's going to be deeper, and you might have to hit it with a couple, you know, two, three times and let it dry. But if you have the color, try it. You might have
absolutely.
To clean. Is it a light color or dark color?
It's a real light green, the green that was in
okay.
4 years ago.
Okay. Well, sure. I get it. The COVID
sea
green.
Foam?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You might have to clean the cabinets a little bit beforehand just because the colors might not match perfectly. And then it's still new paint versus 4 years old. It's going to patina a little
right.
bit. But yeah, that's what I would recommend. They should have given you something, but like a little pen. But
well, worst case scenario, too, you can just pull the door off and bring it to Sherwin-Williams or something, and they can...
Oh, they can color match that.
They can color match that. You're right.
Oh,
yeah.
I never saw
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They'll do
okay.
that. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it is going to
okay.
be a different color.
Yeah.
For any, sure.
Any other questions that we could help you with?
Real quick, is it possible? Somebody told me it was. So when in the process of getting our cabinets done, we got the new countertops and the new sink, you know, undermount sink.
Yep.
Is it possible to change it? Because I like a trough sink now. I wish I'd have done that to begin with.
The good news is you can change it to that. You just can't change it to an undermount again. So trough sink, so it would be a surface mounted, or it would be, yeah, it could be an apron. They would have to modify your front of your cabinet. Like, there's some construction involved in it.
Okay. I guess I'll have to live with it.
It's just not easy because the weight of the sink and everything is on there. I mean, have you ever tried that? Changing the undermount sink?
We do it
quite
often.
With the stone on it and put a new undermount sink
oh, yeah.
in? Okay.
Yeah, we do it quite often.
John's saying
really?
That it could be done, no problem.
Yeah, because sometimes the anchors come off.
Sometimes.
They drop.
Yeah.
And then we have to resecure it.
Okay. All right. So yeah. John's saying it's doable.
Right.
It can be done.
Good luck to you, Janine.
That's great, then.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Wendy. You are the best. I just want you to know that.
Thank you, Janine. Have a great weekend and go Bears.
You too.
Excellent. All right. We're going to take a quick break, do some news, and then we're going to come back. 30 minutes left for House Smarts Radio, and then it's Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg and a couple of people here as well. It's 720 WGN. It's a wild world. Yes, it is. House Smarts Radio. Wendy Snyder sitting in for Lou Manfredini today. We're with Frank Wazalewski from Access, Jeremy Hogel from Megapros. They're going to stick around and hang out with David Hochberg on Home Sweet Home Chicago. Sorry.
Don't be sorry. We're excited, right, Frank?
Oh,
we're
just getting excited. Started.
Yes. Yeah.
The marathon continues.
We,
we
might actually out-talk David, which would
we might.
Be a first in Chicago history.
Yes. We're not going to talk louder than him because that's physically impossible, but we might talk more.
Don't get him politically motivated.
We won't.
We're going to bring up politics. Thanks for saying the word, Michael.
Yeah.
John Betke's here from Betke Plumbing and Michael Houston, Lindholm Roofing. And we have a couple more questions. Let's see if we can get everybody in today. And this is Josephine. Good morning, Josephine.
Good morning.
What do you got going on in your crazy neck of the woods?
Whenever I have a HE washing machine, and when I'm looking at the drain, one drain is for the washing machine, the other drain is for the dishwasher. And the dishwasher is not being used right now. But every time I do a load of wash, it seems like I get a fountain of water in the basement.
Hmm.
Now, I do the baking soda with vinegar, tried to see if maybe there was a clog in the line. And I just did that again. I haven't done it probably in over a year, and it works fine. My question is, should that pipe for the drain for the dishwasher be capped off if I'm not using it?
John, do you know what's going on?
Ever?
This is strange. So okay. I don't know if you have an indirect connection on the dishwasher too. Where are you located?
Beverly?
In Chicago.
Yeah, I'm right next to the Blue Island Chicago line.
Yeah, so if you're not using the dishwasher, cap it, because it might be an indirect connection, kind of like your washing machine is, because that used to be the code here in Chicago. And yes, it could overflow. So I would have a plumber look at it and get
that. That much?
Oh yeah.
Wow. Okay, and it's definitely not a clog in the line.
Well. That could be another contributing factor. That's why I would say I would get a plumber out there for that, even if it's just going to be to cap it off. But he can check the drain to make sure it's
Joe, have you had a plumber look at this shenanigans?
No, I just fixed it myself with baking soda.
You're awesome. That's the coolest anyway. I like that. If the baking soda trick...
My kid didn't like too much. He said I didn't use enough hot water to dissolve the baking soda and created a bigger mess for him.
If that trick worked once, why not would it work again?
Yeah, that's why. I just tried it and it worked, and I'm going to plug in the washing machine and see how it does today.
Okay.
But so you might have drain issues, so the baking soda works temporarily.
Got it.
But you've got another open line where it's coming out of when... it backs up. You still want to do something about that open line.
Yeah, I'm thinking it should probably be capped off, right?
It's correct. Like going to the doctor when they're like, hey, you got a heart thing, but you got also like maybe like a other kind of thing at the same time. What thing's more important, right? So you might have a couple issues going on.
True. Okay, well, thanks.
Good luck to you, Josephine.
Hey, bye, Wendy.
See ya. Go Bears. And Mike is on the line. Hi, Mike. Listen,
hi guys, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I've got a dumb question, but we bought a kitchen sink, and it's one of those that's got the deeper portion on the left, a shallower section on the right. And when we attach the garbage disposal, is there a standard? Do they go on the deeper side or the shallower side?
You're probably going to want to put it on the shallower side.
Shallower side.
Yeah, because if you put it on the deeper side, it might be too low to hook up to the wall. So
like you don't have enough room in your underneath your kitchen sink.
Yeah, the height of the drain is probably more appropriate to put it on the shallow side.
Okay, and then the second question: can you use a strainer over the disposal side, as long as you've got the proper flange on the bottom, or are you limited to just using one of those rubber plug types?
Well, the whatever disposal you get is going to have the strainer, and it has to be the strainer that comes with the disposer.
Every garbage disposal comes with a strainer?
Yeah.
Since when?
It'll come with a strainer and a plug?
Strainer and a plug. When you buy a disposer, it has its own proprietary strainer.
Yeah, yeah.
I really hope my wife's not listening because ours doesn't have the strainer on it.
How, is it an old one?
Wrong.
Huh? Is it an old one?
It's not that bad. 15 years.
Well, does your wife ever listen to you?
No.
Okay.
Never.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm getting plenty of advice from my wife on this project. So
all right, guys. Quit blaming the wife.
But, you know, so we purchased a strainer that is specific to the sink, same company, color matched. But the disposal, of course, is, you know, a decent one that was purchased separately. So I need to check that then, right, to make sure that they're compatible?
You know, for instance, let's say it's InSinkErator. You can get different color strainers for your InSinkErator disposal. So you might, but it has to be an InSinkErator strainer.
Well, I was just going to ask you why.
The strainer is shaped so that the disposal hooks onto it, and they're all different.
Right, but why do you need a strainer if you're just throwing stuff down the garbage disposal?
Is a removable strainer that you have?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a removable.
Just like the one that would...
That you put in your sink on the other
side,
right?
So you're just
right?
talking about like a food debris catch on top.
Yeah, like a drop.
Catch. Yeah, no, that can be anything.
Anything. So
the strainer that the proper name for what hooks the disposal to is a strainer. I apologize.
Oh, now you're confusing me.
Okay. There's
why.
No way right,
that,
anyone here knows that.
We're good.
Yeah, you can use the strainer then to catch debris.
But why do you want to catch debris?
That's my question.
I know
so
why.
Forks
why?
And knives don't
because
fall down there.
There's certain things you don't want to go in the disposal.
Right.
You're right. So that catches
like
it.
Like what?
Mike?
Forks and knives.
Your wife's wedding ring.
Yeah.
Your own wedding ring.
That's my wife's argument as well. You know, how do we keep a fork from going down there?
Well, and let's just be clear, the disposal ring itself is not that pretty. So, you know, wouldn't it be nice to cover it up with something that's a little bit prettier when you don't want to use it?
You're going for pretty.
Chicken,
look at you.
Chicken bones. Look at, I'm going for pretty.
Mega pros with sparkles.
Yeah, I'm going for pretty. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not installing it myself. I'm going to have a licensed plumber who's done a lot of work in our area on new construction and remodel. So, but yeah, I think you've answered my question. There's a little bit more to it than just, you know, plug it in and make sure we get the right part.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, guys, I appreciate it. I'm going to rely on your advice to convince my wife that we're going to do it right.
Good.
All right, Mike.
I hope it helps.
Good luck.
You guys have a great day. Love the show, Wendy. Love everybody. Take care.
Thank you. Bye, Mike.
Love you, buddy.
All right, let's take this call now, too. This is Robin. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Wendy. So good hearing you today. I listen 7 days a week to the station. Absolutely love it.
Well, we appreciate that.
I have a question. Well, thank you. I have a question today. We recently had to get a new washer and a dryer. The dryer still was not getting the clothes dried, so I went and made sure that I had the external vent cleaned. And I'm still having to put clothes on two cycles.
How new is your dryer?
Probably 8 months.
Oh.
Welcome to efficiency.
Whoa! We don't
energy need efficiency. I mean, honestly, you're not the only one that I have personally heard. We've gone through it ourselves. These new dryers don't heat up as much. They don't get as high. They're more energy efficient. And
then how do you dry your clothes?
You have to put them through twice.
This is a stupid question.
And it's smaller loads. We started doing smaller loads.
That makes sense.
But I'm just wondering. It's a whirlpool. And the couple settings, I don't know if I'm just having issues realizing what setting to use. So we have a more dry, and I'm using hot. I've never used hot on my clothes ever. I was always afraid of shrinkage.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I always used medium, and it worked. You know, it dried. Everything was fine. But this, and it's the same machine that we had. We replaced it with the same machine. So there's a 70-minute cycle and then a more dry. I have used both cycles, and I can't figure out which one is better because I'm still having to use two cycles.
Obviously, you replace the hose that connects to the dryer vent when you replace the dryer, correct?
You know what? I have to claim ignorance. I'm assuming they did that when they installed
it. The exhaust hose itself, yeah.
The hose could have lint.
But, I mean, that's been cleaned. From WGN, I just had green tea come out.
Before you replace it or after you replace it?
After. I thought it was okay, got the machine, and then was having this issue of it not drying. So I thought, okay, maybe the vent needs to be cleaned again.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a dog and, you know, dog hair and whatnot. But it's still not drying without using two cycles.
And silly question, but you have changed the, like, lint catcher in the dryer, right? Like, every cycle.
Every single load.
How about the little flapper on the dryer vent on the outside of the home? Is it possibly stuck?
It could be stuck.
Or partially stuck?
Does it get warm at all? Are your clothes warm?
It's warm, yes. Yes, it's
it's not breathing.
You open it up and it's warm, but the clothes are still wet.
It's
you
not
know,
venting.
There's a Carrier Hall of Famer on the line with us right now, Rich Dykstra, who would like to help.
He's
an expert in the HVAC world. Rich, what does Robin do?
Have her dryer vent cleaned.
She did.
Plugged up.
I did.
I just had it done within the last two and a half months.
Yes.
Okay. Did they get a lot of stuff out of it?
The vent, you asked about the vent. Unfortunately, my vent is up on the roof.
Oh.
Okay.
Did they get on the roof when they cleaned it?
The green tea did not go on the roof, but the last time they did go on the roof. I'm unsure.
You don't have to go on the roof. If you have the proper equipment, when it goes up, it pulls all the lint back to you, back to the vacuum. You don't have to go up on the roof. It should pull everything back. If they didn't go all the way up, I would bet you're plugged right at the very exit.
Maybe call them back and have them check it.
Yeah, have him check it. Have him get up in the attic.
Do you think green tea would do that?
Yeah.
I think they would.
I'm sure you paid him enough.
Yeah.
You paid him enough to do it.
Again, advertiser, and I'm sure if you called them and explained what was going on, Robin, I think, you know, they'd come take a look at it.
Tell him to open it up in the attic. Tell him to open it up in the attic.
Okay. It is under warranty.
We did
the extended warranty.
Yeah,
for the dryer.
Not for both of the dryer and the washer.
Well,
and not to badmouth anybody, but Allstate now has an appliance warranty branch.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's all you're seeing everywhere. We had an issue with the new new washer as well. So they came out, I called, and it was making noise, like, an overloaded machine. Remember how you would get that noise?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a knock?
This thing keeps cycling. Yes, it doesn't knock. These new machines don't knock. It just keeps cycling. So it sounds like the machine is running. So called the warranty company. They ordered, sight unseen, parts for it.
Okay.
Don't open the parts. They're being mailed. Don't open them. The repairman will do it. The repairman comes out and is instructed to replace these parts that they sent that had nothing to do with the needed repair.
Well, I'd call them back because have a warranty that's supposed to help.
Well, this is, and what they did was, what Allstate did was when the repairman ordered, said this is the part she needs, they notified us that they were sending us they were returning the money for the cost of the machine, and we were to buy a new machine.
Okay, this
wow.
is...
What kind of warranty company is
I don't
wow.
know.
That's a whole other
okay.
thing.
That's, yeah. that is
a whole other story.
Guys, we have to take a break.
I will call the other place back.
Yeah,
I will
just
call the other place back.
Tell them you need
so
to check
much.
That. And Rich, thanks for trying
I
to
will.
Help.
You're
thank
welcome.
You
have a good day, guys.
It.
All right, everybody. Bye-bye. that's crazy. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to wrap things up. I see David Hochberg, which means Home Sweet Home Chicago is coming up at 10. It's Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini here on 720 WGN. Thank you so much for listening today. It's Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. You guys, I could not have done this without you. Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros.com. How do people reach you? Just megapros.com.
Yeah, that one's good.
Or
the, yeah, the number that's probably in green.
8989.
That one's great, too.
I want you to sing mine, too.
All right. Frank Wazalewski from Access. If you need your modifications in your home, how do people reach you, Frank?
Give us a call at 630-616-6249 or visit allaboutaccess.com.
Where's your little jingle for the phone?
I don't
number?
Have a jingle. Okay. I'm not as
work on that.
He doesn't need one, right? Look, if you have mobility
Wazalewski's
challenges, if
a
you have,
jingle.
If you have mobility challenges in your home, call Access. Yeah. Just period.
All right.
Yeah, because you want to access your home and you can't, call Access.
Look at you.
They'll let you do it.
See?
Yeah.
John Betke from BetkePlumbing.com. Is that the best way for people to reach you?
BetkePlumbing.com or 773-276-5430.
Michael Houston, LindholmRoofing.com. How do people reach you?
773-283-7675 or info@LindholmRoofing.com.
All right. Lou's Last Call is sponsored by Mitsubishi Electric. And when heating and cooling your home, Mitsubishi Electric is the last call you'll need to make. And actually, today's last call is a last text. And, Frank, you might be getting credit for this because 847 said, Wendy, I don't think any of your men do laundry. Myself and all my friends who have newer front-loading machines have to run the dryer twice to get the clothes dry. The efficiency is not so efficient. And, Frank, I believe you said that.
Yeah, they don't heat up like they used to. They just don't. The heating elements just don't work like they used to. I remember, you know, my mom doing laundry back in the 70s and 80s, and I'd have to, like, open the door and let the heat out before I reach
yeah.
in and grab clothes. You know, burn your hand on a jeans button, right? They don't get that hot anymore. They don't even come close.
I don't do laundry, so she's right. I've never done laundry. Yeah. I'm not allowed in the laundry room. I steer clear from laundry.
I like doing laundry, but I'm not allowed to do it.
There you go.
Because I always mess up the settings.
Yeah, you do it wrong, right? You shrink the clothes. No, don't touch it anymore.
I have 27-year-old Whirlpool washer and dryer, and they're still working.
They work great, don't they?
They do.
The
I changed the
best.
Agitator dogs. Do you know what those are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I changed those myself. The agitator was just spinning all the way around, and it's not supposed to. It's supposed to go back and forth. $6 on Amazon. Agitator dogs, changed them, and bing, bang, boom,
that's
there
awesome.
You go.
I love it.
Thank you for hanging with me. I really appreciate it very much. Couldn't have done it without you. Michael Houston, John Betke, Frank Wazalewski, Jeremy Hogel, and listeners, thank you very much for listening. We've got news coming your way next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom and David Hochberg with Home Sweet Home Chicago featuring Frank Wazalewski and Jeremy Hogel today. Have a great weekend.